Some of what you are about to hear might be deemed offensive by some people. If you are insulted by people arguing about the New England Patriots and pretty much anything else, or by subjects like soap with a slot, gutter cleaners, people with big heads, Bill Polian, Egypt, wedge salads, and drilling for oil, you probably shouldn't listen to PFW in Progress. But if you do listen and hear something questionable, please do not be offended. We're just trying to entertain. In other words, some of the content of PFW in Progress may not be suitable for all audiences. Listener discretion is advised.
The following takes place between 12 p.m. and 2 p.m.
This is PFW in Progress.
I got a judge that's just aching to throw me in jail. I got no money, a dress code problem, not to mention your biological clock. Is there any more shit we could pile on to the top of the outcome of this case? Is it possible?
PFW in Progress with Fred Kirsch.
All right, knock it off. You know, you ragging on me is not going to give me any great spontaneous knowledge.
Paul Perillo.
You just keep on asking about Chinese food. Can't you tell they don't have Chinese restaurants around here? Gotta let everybody know you're a tourist.
And Andy. And Andy?
Everything that guy just says is bullshit. Thank you.
Andy Hart.
Let me see. This is a tough decision you're giving me here. Get my ass kicked to collect $200. What do you think? I could use a good ass kick, and I'll be very honest with you.
Eric Scalavino. For now, anyway.
You stick out like a sore thumb around here.
Me? What about you?
I fit in better than you. At least I'm wearing cowboy boots.
Oh, yeah, you blend.
PFW in Progress, part of the Patriots Football Network.
Imagine you're a deer. You're prancing along. You get thirsty. You spot a little brook. You put your little deer lips down to the cool, clear water. Bam! A bullet rips off part of your head. Your brains are laying on the ground in little bloody pieces. Now I ask you, would you give a what kind of pants the son of a who shot you was wearing?
All right, welcome to PFW in Progress. It is Tuesday here, June 16th. Hey, it's my anniversary. Oh, shit. Oops. You can't see.
Oh, that's the way to start.
Wow. Is your mic on now?
No, I turned it off. He swore.
Your mic is off, Fred.
Are you done swearing for the day?
Well, can't make a promise like that.
Is it on?
Now it's on.
He points at him like a little kid says, turn it on. No, I bought my wife a spa thing, but I forgot to get a card.
You bought her an entire spa?
Did you already give it to her?
Yeah, she's there now.
Up here?
Yeah.
In Foxborough, the Renaissance?
It's a beautiful thing.
You got a discount, didn't you?
No, I didn't. The Renaissance Hotel that just opened at Patriot Place has a
she getting a facial?
Full spa, the whole thing. So, you know, I know Andy meant it one way, but she is.
But she is.
The whole thing.
You'll be giving her that later?
So, anyway, welcome to PFW.
Eric meant it the other way.
You can't
even pretend that.
I'm appalled.
You're in a timeout, young man.
I am appalled. First, that you would know what it is. Second, that you would say
20.
Such a thing. All right. Welcome to PFW in Progress.
Have you ever gotten and I'm being serious here, Eric, not the vulgar kind. Have you ever gotten a facial?
Hell no.
I could see you doing that. I mean, you're kind of metrosexual.
I heard there are some men that get pedicures and manicures.
Yeah.
Not one of them.
They're called metrosexuals. I bet you Tom Brady has
actually,
had
Michael
both.
Jordan used to get manicures all the time.
It's okay.
Maybe he still does.
He pulled it off. He didn't delve into
metrosexuality. You know, I could see, like, if you were a salesperson and you were constantly, like, pointing the things with your fingers and people were – I could see getting it then. That would be a good reason to get it.
One time when I was going through the mall Christmas shopping, the woman grabbed me and gave me a thing. And it really makes it look a lot better. She only did, like, 5 minutes worth of work, but they were shiny, smooth.
So she gave you a hand job?
She did, Eric.
Eric?
What is he doing over there?
What the hell's
there?
Wrong with you?
I don't know. Maybe it's the calzone.
You're actually eating something from...
From Grande.
Back on the diet.
What's going on with you, Eric?
It's totally inappropriate over there.
Yeah, have I created a monster here?
You said she was working on your hands.
Just so you know, when I say things, I always have an out. They're not, you know, foolproof, and they're not really all that solid.
Was she working on your
they
hands?
They were just plain vulgar.
Was she working on your hands?
There was no out. It's not a common phrase to say anything like that.
You're trying to argue that you have an out in the second thing that he said doesn't have an out?
No.
The first one was over the line.
Well, the second one, right. It's not a common phrase to put those two words together and mean like anything other than what it means.
And you think it's common with the litany of, you know, remarks that you've made about Eric in
exactly.
the past.
Exactly.
To be taken any other way.
I always have an out.
No, you don't.
I always have a back door, just like Eric.
No, you don't.
Touche.
Wow. Church anyway, webradio@patriots.com is the email to send your complaints. Webradio@patriots.com.
Please do not be offended.
The phone number is 508-543-7482. 508-543-7482. So, guys, minicamp is over.
Got out early.
Bill Belichick canceled the last day of minicamp last Friday. And guys disperse, although there are still
a lot of cars
in the parking lot.
Yes.
So there are guys still here.
Well, a lot of them are doing the off-season program. I know Richard Seymour told us that he would finish up a week or two after. They have to get there, 14 weeks in? There's a certain week total, and you can do it. You know, you can start it and
stagger
finish
it however
whenever
you want.
If you start early, end early. You start late, end late.
Right. So, yep. So guys are still here, but officially the OTAs are over, and guys are all over the place. Brady's in California. Playing golf so it's now the dog days of football summer here at Patriots.
It's gone by fast place. Though, Fred. This whole off season has gone by.
It has
way too fast.
The Brady golf thing, Fred. Right?
Yeah.
That probably explains the cancellation of the last day.
It could be. As Brady goes, so does the team.
Well, you know, everything was looking good. So
what did he have to do?
Tom was happy. He had some event at Pebble Beach that he was hosting. Tee off with Tom
or Smart Water or something.
Smart Water thing.
Yeah. Oh, really?
Wow. Yeah. So he probably had to catch a flight.
Cool.
Hey, Bill, can we hurry this thing up? First, they moved practice up.
Anybody worried about Tom Brady's luck lately?
Luck?
Well, he had the knee injury, obviously, which a little bit of bad luck there. People are worried that he's on a bike, that he's not having a helmet, he could get hit. He goes kayaking, he falls out and almost drowns. I mean, is there like a little dark cloud following this guy these days?
Well, the point is, he was wearing a helmet and he didn't get hurt. He fell out of the kayak and he was okay.
He didn't have a helmet
on the bike.
So
that's good luck.
But he didn't fall either, so it was the bad luck.
I needed it. You got to have threes to make it a nice little series, and I only had two. Infection. It's a black cloud.
Sounds like he's avoiding bad luck.
Yeah, I would go with Fred.
Typical Fred.
But I'm on Fred's side in this one. I mean, he just had a beautiful child recently.
I would say he's
married to a beautiful
by.
Woman. You know, continues to jet set all over the globe. I think the luck has been on Tom Brady's side. You know, not that it's luck that he got all of those things, but I think he's been.
It's luck.
He's led a rather gifted life.
Yeah,
let's put
but,
it that way.
You know, he's earned it.
Privileged life.
All right. So now that the mini camps are over. What are your opinions? Have they changed at all? I think we're all in the camp of Super Bowl or bust this year for the Patriots. Anything changed? Anything? Any new opinions have come out after formulated after minicamp? Or
I'm just a little curious about what's up with Jerod Mayo.
Okay,
hadn't seen him all spring. He was working out earlier this year. We talked to him a little bit, and you know, after one of his. One of his weightlifting workouts, but he wasn't at any of the on-field practices that we were allowed to see. And given why. We were actually going to ask Bill on Friday.
Right.
He got wind of that.
Obviously there's nothing that's come out from the Patriots, but he must have had some type of procedure. Right.
Yeah, I'm not worried
just,
about it.
No, it's
no.
Just nice to know what,
there's
what
no
it was.
Real, other than procedure, why would he not be? You know, I mean, it's not like he's in a contract dispute or, I mean, he's in his second year. Why else would he not be here? He's the hardest worker. He's not just blowing it off.
I think the only thing you're left with
is he had a minor procedure.
Well, you hope it's minor.
But you saw him working out. I mean, had he had his leg amputated, he wouldn't have been working out earlier this offseason and talking to the media about how excited he was to be a big playmaker in year two.
I'll play devil's advocate for Eric here. I don't think it's much to worry about. I think we're all kind of in agreement. But the fact that Eric did talk to him earlier this offseason and nothing seemed to be wrong would indicate that if there were a procedure done, it possibly could have been something that he injured himself during the workouts.
After we talked to him and
since
before
you
the
talked
practices.
To him. Yeah,
right.
He had nothing when you talked to him and something happened. So if you want
negative, I'll take the positive.
No, I said I'm playing devil's advocate.
It's a possibility.
I mean, if he maybe, you know, tore something in his shoulder or tore a you know, a groin or something, you know, some kind of a muscle in the leg, you know, doing squats or something like that, that he didn't have a pre-existing injury, I think that would be something to be concerned about. I don't think it's anything that serious. But at the same time, we don't have any information.
Late.
Right.
Play along. I'll play devil's advocate's advocate.
And remember that that blog post that we read on the Globe, on Mike Reese's blog post, it said that they were scrambling around to do to sign a linebacker that weekend. They were looking at Piso from the Rams, and they also ended up signing
Piso what?
Lennon. Was it Pisa?
Well, maybe
Pisa,
also,
right? His name is Pisa.
I mean, they might have just needed a body.
Pronounce the last name.
Bodies for camp.
No, I know, but
in the middle,
the timing was a little weird. He was
and
available
scrambling
for like
around
2 weeks.
To get a linebacker.
Right, so that
weird.
Indicates it might have just happened.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, we'll see.
I doubt it. I say he's here to open camp. Looks
well,
fine.
I expect that as well. But until you see that, you're kind of you know
if he doesn't,
you're left to wonder a little bit.
Linebacker core is seriously hurting.
And Brandon Merriweather wasn't seen throughout spring practices either.
No.
Yeah, no, I know you don't care as much, but
nor do
know.
Most fans because the bulk of the emails were "Where's Mayo?" Not
well. He was the rookie of the year last year, understandably so. Merriweather was a first-round pick as well, but he didn't have the kind of.
I don't
want to
see anybody be injured, but I certainly don't think that would be an impactful injury, Brandon Merriweather. I think they're not overly deep at safety, but they have Sanders. I think Chung's going to be a pretty good player. I think they have some cornerbacks
Gowan.
that could probably factor into the situation back there as well, if need be. Guys like Sean Springs. You know, I don't want to see anybody get hurt, particularly starting players, but I agree with Andy. Gerard Mayo, that's a significant loss, significant impact to your defense. Brandon Merriweather, it would hurt lose a starting player, but not very much.
If you were without Gerard Mayo, that's five times worse than being without Mike Vrabel.
Would it be Super Bowl or bust? No more if they lost Mayo?
It would
Mayo?
Be.
Five
I would
worse.
Seriously
I
have
really
to.
That, so I just moved on.
It'll be a lot more of a challenge without, you know, that type of strength in the middle. I mean, you know, that he's going to account for at least 120 tackles this year. And,
well, some of that is a little bit misleading.
Whatever.
I would argue that you could put a guy in there and he'll account for 85 of those.
Yeah, but they're not going to be tackles way, way downfield.
But, I mean, Paris Lennon. I've grown to like Paris Lennon.
Yeah,
just
he's made a lot of tackles with Detroit.
He made a lot of tackles in Detroit. I think if you have to start him, play him a lot, he will get a lot of tackles. They may not be, as you said, close to the line of scrimmage or whatever. He won't be as good as Mayo, but – and the variable thing, what did you mean by that?
I just think if you're going to lose a linebacker
– What do you mean? What did he mean by that? He's not on the team anymore. You haven't figured that out?
But, I mean, if Vrabel were here and you lost Mayo, then Vrabel could play inside.
No, I just think that as in terms of value right now to this team, Mayo is a lot more valuable than Vrabel was.
So to give me a barometer, what would Wes Welker be? How many times Mike Vrabel if he went down?
Oh, 111.
Well, different positions, different offense and defense. But
I'm just trying to gauge your scale.
I'd say four times because they have a good crop of
Randy
wide
Moss.
Receivers. Six times.
Tom Brady.
10 times. Yeah.
Really? I like the scale here. It's Vrabel is the standard, and you go from there. I like it.
Right.
It's
okay.
Interesting. We should keep this throughout the year as injuries crop up.
It's a good phrasism.
It is. I like it.
All right. Web
what
rating?
Do you think about
yes.
just getting all the news and stuff out there?
Is he signaling for something?
No, he's answering the phone. Greg Ellis.
Why does he
Raiders.
Go like this when he answers the phone? He like sticks his hand up.
Because the phone's way up there, and to reach it, he actually has to stick his hand up. I don't often defend the doctor, but in this case, to get the phone, he has to lift his hand. Greg Ellis signed with the Raiders.
Yeah,
some fans might want to take a leap of faith, I saw, and say that makes Derek Burgess more available or more possibly traded to New England. Are we willing to make any kind of leap there, or do we just say, I got to put defense together and 11 guys play both ends of the line of scrimmage?
I think it's legitimate.
I just don't know the Raiders personnel situation well enough to know.
Neither does Al Davis.
Yeah, I just don't. I don't really feel confident either way that one thing necessarily signals the end for the other.
Are the Patriots, as constituted today, essentially the team we're going to see in training camp and the regular season?
I think we'll see a few
essentially,
more moves.
Essentially, yes, I agree. Fred's right.
Well, but I don't care.
They'll sign a guy.
If they sign Patrick Pass, I don't give.
But I don't
poops.
Think they're going to sign. You know, Junior Seau got signed later than this.
Sure.
Terrell Buckley got signed later than this, way back in like 2001.
Would be moves.
Those are guys that are going to contribute. I don't think we're going to get a guy that's going to contribute as much as those guys did from this point on. Now, if you get Derek Burgess, I'm wrong. I mean, that's a guy who would be right in the mold of those other guys.
You know, you guys always make fun of
you,
the fact that Patriots fans, whenever there's a free agent on the market, it's always, oh, he's coming to the Patriots. You know, and it gets silly sometimes, but I think it really is getting silly with this whole Michael Vick talk.
Oh.
You know.
I'm not really hearing the somebody I saw over the weekend was like, oh, did you hear there are rumors about Vick to New England again? And I tried looking around for that news, and I don't really see that it's like an uproar again.
You follow Twitter?
No, I don't follow Twitter, Fred.
It's on Twitter.
But where from else? Who? Which explains Eric's point. When you actually look to see where it comes from, you can't find it.
Yeah, it's from a lot of those blogs and stuff. But
so is it just some fan site
speculating? Well, there was one site that speculated that there were four or five teams involved. 49ers were one of them.
But are these pure speculation, or are they?
I don't know.
Is this the original ESPN thing that Clayton put five teams down and the Patriots were one of them?
It could be. And then it's just,
which was like 2 months ago? Yeah,
and we actually debated it 2 months ago. And
then everybody followed suit.
And the Niners have come out recently again and said they have no interest in him, correct?
What do you guys think?
I don't think he's coming.
Not that if he's coming, but would you be okay with it?
Yep. No, I wouldn't.
I have no interest, and I personally don't think he's going to play in the league this year. I don't think there's going to be the furor that everybody else thinks there's going to be to sign him.
He still has to be reinstated by the commissioner, too.
Correct.
Right.
Right.
He's been released by the Falcons, but he still has to have the approval of the commissioner to play this year.
Yeah. I mean, as far as I know, he hasn't faced the commissioner and said why he lied about several things to him.
No.
You know, and until that happens, he doesn't play. So, but, you know, I kind of agree with you guys. I just don't see this year a team signing him because it's going to create all this furor around him, all this media frenzy. You know, where do you put him? You know, you're not going to start him at quarterback.
Well, that still might be there next year, Fred, but
it'll
been mitigated a little bit. But
yeah,
and if you could sign him, say, in March, then you deal with the media frenzy in March,
right,
not July, when you're really trying to get prepared, you know?
Or during the regular season, in the middle of trying to, you know, put your
Yeah, so I don't think he's going to play this year.
That's one of the things that Favre said last night. I'm sure we'll get to that a little bit.
Yeah.
The Joe Buck live appearance for everybody's favorite quarterback. I guess Brad Childress asked him if he would attend the OTAs for Minnesota. And, you know, the point being that, you know, regardless, you know, it'll give you a chance to sort of, you know, envelop yourself around the team and get settled. No matter what happens with you health-wise, if you're going to end up being here, this will help. If not, nothing lost. And Favre said no because he didn't want the media frenzy. I mean, is there anything more ludicrous than Brett Favre saying
listen to me.
He failed to do something because he was afraid of the media
listen
frenzy?
To me. If Michael Vick is truly remorseful and, you know, sorry for what he did, sees the error of his ways, I would say right now in this point of time, he's a better human being than Brett Favre.
Well,
Brett Favre is despicable.
Wouldn't go that far.
What he's doing?
Why?
That's
idiotic.
No,
listen,
I can't agree with you.
He wants to play in Minnesota so he can play Green Bay. Okay.
That doesn't equate with killing dogs.
No,
right, there's no crime in that.
He's never broken any.
I said
law.
At this point of time, if he's really sincerely sorry for that.
From today on.
Right. He's acting as a better human being than Brett Favre.
No.
I have a hard time defending you on that one.
Well,
Fred.
Okay.
I mean, as much as we're annoyed by Favre, it's not hurting anyone.
Well, it is.
Who?
The Packer fan base that was so loyal to him.
Right. That's ridiculous.
But don't you think
it's not hurting.
He can say all he wants about, well, I just want to get back at a couple people in the front office. He's now hurting a whole fan base that
And that'll hurt him later, but whatever.
I think what Favre is doing makes him an annoying, spoiled brat. What Michael Vick did is despicable and indefensible on any level. And they're totally really, different.
But
things.
He's paid for it.
But you know what you sound like?
It doesn't
like?
Matter. It's still he's more
Brett
of a horrible
Favre has
person.
Nothing to pay for. But he hasn't broken any laws. He hasn't
right.
killed
Brett's
any
just,
puppies.
Brett's just being petulant.
When you say that thing about the Packer fans that he's letting down, I mean, you know what it sounds like? It sounds like loser Red Sox fans that we all were until they finally won it in 2004. Oh, why should I get involved? They're only going to break my heart.
And oh no, no,
they're ruining my summer and all no. that crap. That's.
Look, think of it this
way. It's not personal to the fans,
what if,
Fred.
What if
Brett Favre is not doing this what if, personally against the fans? He's upset at Ted Thompson.
He doesn't think he
and
is, but he is.
But he's not. Look, that's stupid. Look, that's
look,
ridiculous.
Look, what if at the end – it's the same thing if Tom Brady got into a contractual thing or the Patriots let go of Tom Brady. He was pissed off and wanted to play in the Jets just to get back at Robert Kraft.
And you would take that as a personal
Absolutely.
Affront?
Absolutely.
That's stupid.
Oh.
And it would make it worse than a guy who hung dogs and gambled and set up rings and
there's not even a you can't even equate the two on any level.
You really can't. There's nothing.
I'm not equating the two actions. I'm talking about this point in time, their behavior at right now, not when Vic was doing this stuff. I think
Still
what
ridiculous.
Brett Favre is doing
Fred,
is
Fred.
Completely self-centered.
It
it's
is.
Selfish.
But so
it's
is childish. What half the world does.
And I think it does hurt an entire fan base, one that was absolutely loyal to him.
I agree with that. What I don't agree with is that Michael Vick is a better person if he comes out and says he's apologizing. I don't buy that.
Why is Brett Favre worse than Bill Parcells, who's done the same thing for the past 15 years?
We're not comparing Bill Parcells.
But you're making Brett Favre to be this villain, this top of the mountain bad
Bill
guy.
Parcells would be a better comparison.
He's the same guy.
He's an
but no one
maniac.
Cares if Parcells does it. They
and,
rip Favre.
You know, like Eric was saying, I just think he has some issues. I think his
so does everybody.
His longing for the spotlight and all this. I mean, I think he has some personality disorder type issues that...
Which is why you should compare him to T.O. or some other guy like that.
But
not
to say, I mean,
a criminal.
Okay, from this day on, all right. I guess O.J. Simpson's a better person from this day on than Brett Favre, too, because
he's never apologized.
He hasn't killed
he
anybody.
Sorry for what he did.
He hasn't killed anybody recently that I know of.
Has he found the real killer yet?
Now that he's in prison,
is he still looking?
He's looking at every golf course in America for them.
But I mean, it's a very flawed way of looking at it. From this point on, Michael Vick is a better person. I mean, to say nothing of whether or not anybody agrees with him.
Acting right
the
now.
The only thing that he feels like he did wrong was he got caught.
Plus, I don't know what Michael Vick's
well, if that's
right
the
now.
Case, then he's not
he
truly
be beating
remorseful.
Up a dog
Paul.
Somewhere.
Exactly.
Paul,
and
if
number
that's
two,
the case, then he's not truly sorry.
Well, I don't even – it doesn't even bother me. The guy
it's
did it.
Take more than a –
He did it at one point. So don't tell me that he's a better person than a guy who never did anything against the law.
For me, it's going to take a lot more than Michael Vick coming out and saying – I apologize for me to believe that he's really sorry
well,
for what he did.
And if he does...
And I don't know what he could do to maybe make that happen, but just coming out and saying he's sorry is not going to do it for me.
What would do it for you?
I just said, I don't know. I don't know what he would have to do, but it would have
man,
to be a lot more
pants.
Than saying he's sorry.
Look, so losing his fortune, spending, what, 3 years in jail, and if he does all this work with the ASPCA, that's not good enough
he
for
might
you?
Be sorry that happened to him, but he might not be sorry for what he did.
Okay, but... Only you don't know what's truly in his heart.
Exactly.
So, but if his actions, you know, going forward,
if
what
he's,
would, what,
let, okay,
what he,
okay,
what
let's
could
say
he do for Eric Scalavino to prove that he's truly
if he
sorry?
Started like, let's say whatever team signs him. Let's say just for sake of argument, let's
the Browns.
Say it's Seattle. Okay.
Dog pound.
Let's say he signs with Seattle and he starts a chapter of the SPCA or. Some organization like that
right.
in Seattle
right.
and really puts his time and effort when he's not playing football into that, then I might start to believe that he really is sorry.
What if he starts a shelter for pit bulls?
That's what I'm
to try to rehabilitate.
That's what I'm saying. Some yeah. sort of animal welfare yeah. shelter, something like that.
Yeah,
if he does something like that
yeah. okay.
and spends time, energy, and resources, his own money, that kind of thing, I might start to believe that he's actually sorry.
Okay.
Until he does that, words aren't going to mean anything to me.
If this were real radio, I think we'd be accused of coming up with some ridiculous contrived argument. But knowing our show, it just came up on the air. That's the best part. It just popped into Fred's head. Worst person in America, Brett Favre or Mike Vick?
I just think that...
Did you see Dustin Keller get chased by a pit bull?
Dustin
Jets
Keller?
Jets
oh, he escaped, though. Yeah, I heard about that.
That's just a side.
Yeah, it was the owner's fault. It's always the owner's fault.
I don't know the specifics. I know he climbed a fence and then he realized he was really high and actually said he was more scared of how high he was than the dog.
Why is Dustin Keller climbing a fence?
to get away from the pit bull.
Why was he being chased by the pit bull in the first place?
Was he in a junkyard?
I'm sure he'd like to know that, too. According to him, he had just left brunch with a friend, and a pit bull started chasing him, so he ran. Then realized he couldn't outrun it, so he climbed a fence.
There sounds like there needs to be more to that story than is out there.
That's all there is.
All these pit bulls. It's ridiculous. Oh, by the way, I saw the movie The Hangover.
Oh, really?
Awesome movie.
Funny.
I've heard great stuff about that.
I have too. I haven't heard one bad thing yet.
The last 30 seconds, you will laugh your butt off.
The credits?
Yeah, I heard there's something in the credits, too. Did you watch the
best credits in movie history?
Yeah.
The credits made the movie.
Apparently the movie is not quite as good as everybody says.
No, the movie's
it's a really, really, really well-made movie.
Have you seen Gran Torino?
Yeah.
I watched that over the weekend.
Excellent, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah. A lot of symbolism.
Great.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Very.
It's a great movie.
Sad.
Sad at the end, of course, but very well done.
Yeah. So I got snubbed at the Oscars.
It did?
Yeah. I thought it was a real good movie, although I didn't see all the other ones, so. I don't know how it compared.
I liked it better than Slumdog.
I don't know how it compared to The Reader.
Better than The Reader.
Oh, you saw The Reader?
Yeah.
Oh. See a lot of movies, do you?
On demand.
Yeah.
He's got nothing to do.
I was going to say, not to like beat him while he's down, but he's kind of home alone. Just
all right.
Time to kill.
Webradio at patriots.com is the email address.
See, that was good, clean fun.
508-543-7482. I see it. What did I tell you about the call?
I just wanted to make sure. It's 30 minutes in. I just want to make sure you read your 25. Message. Eric was right on it when he was hosting.
Ooh. I see it. We have to have time
was
to talk.
Was that the show that everybody made?
That must have hurt.
Start taking
that
phone
must have
calls.
Hurt, Fred, huh?
No, it doesn't. Really.
That was the show everybody made fun of. They wanted the Kirsch, remember?
Yeah.
Anyway, on the phone as Doc is frantically, you know, signaling in there. Oh, my God, there's somebody on the phone.
Why are you lifting your arm to answer the phone?
Mike in Puerto Rico. Mike, how you doing?
Oh, boy.
I'm doing well, guys. Glad to see you having fun today.
Oh, yeah. What else can we do?
Hey, first of all, I want to thank Mr. Kirsch and Mr. Ferreira.
Right. And that's exactly how you say his name.
That's how he says it.
Yeah.
Well, it's double R, so I guess.
Right, yes.
You got to roll the R's.
Roll the R.
The All Access on iTunes. Awesome.
Oh, we got it up there. Good. Chris finally got it up.
Chris got He's been trying to get it up for years.
Finally got it up, Fred.
Great.
And it's awesome. It was actually 19 minutes long, and it didn't take that long to upload, actually. It only took, like, maybe 2 or 3 minutes. So
it would have been 22 minutes long? Isn't that the standard?
That's correct.
No, with the commercials,
standard half-hour show is 22
minutes.
Standard
half-hour show is 22.
Has 8 minutes of commercials.
So we missed 3 minutes. All right.
No, but it was,
probably
it was
the segment Paul. I was in.
No, he could never cut it down to 3 minutes.
I'm very grateful for all of your efforts in getting this done. And seeing as you guys like these type of games, I tried an over-under to see what you guys thought about it.
Okay.
All right, shoot.
All right, first of all, 5.5 minutes for this call.
Over. Under, okay. Because we're going to blow you up, just so you know.
Okay, 2.5 practices it took Eric to realize he did not have a chance against Guskowski.
Under.
Okay.
One leg
10
swing.
10 push-ups for Shung during the season.
How
over.
Many?
10.
Over.
Way over.
Way over.
Whatever number you gave me, I was going to say over anyway.
Okay, 2.5 tight ends in the opening day roster.
Over.
Okay, 9.5 sacks for the outside linebacker by committee.
Over.
Really?
Was the committee count Adelis Thomas?
Yeah. Well, I assumed.
Yeah. No, just the Pierre Woods.
Under.
Under. I still say over. Sean Crable, baby.
All right. 2.5 sacks for Mayo.
Over.
Under.
Under.
Over.
Well, you guys think he had a career-ending injury.
That was all over the place.
Under.
Okay. 12.5 interceptions for the secondary.
Over.
Over.
Really? Well over. Three times.
Over.
For the whole secondary?
Yeah, for
so
everybody in the
counting
secondary.
Every cornerback in safety that's currently on the roster? Over.
Oh, okay.
You got to end up with more than 12
picks
as a team,
here?
Huh?
Oh, they had about 30 last year, didn't they?
No. They're lucky. If
interceptions?
They're lucky if they had 30 incompletions last year.
They had like 13.
Never mind interceptions. Well,
Merriweather alone had 3, right?
Really? 3?
4, I think.
Wait,
led the team with 4.
Yeah. He had 4.
Are you saying he had 3?
He had 4.
All by himself?
He had 4.
The same amount that Troy Brown had in 04?
He had 4.
You got to be kidding me.
Just one guy. He's a safety.
Just one guy. None of the. He led the team.
All right. And 2.5 players re-signed from Mankins, Baden, Seymour, and Wilfork.
Under.
Under 2.5.
Under.
Wow.
Wait.
Yeah.
Mankins, Seymour, Baden, and who?
Wilfork.
Wilfork.
Under.
2.5. Under. Under.
Oh, okay.
Yep.
All right. Well, that's all I got for you guys. Thanks for
good
the
stuff.
All access.
I like it.
And take care, everybody.
Adios. All right.
I think he got under 5.5 minutes, too.
I think he did.
I like how he praised Fred for all the hard work to get all access up. And Fred goes, oh, that got up? That's how hard Fred worked to get it done.
Let's see. Doc shows sends me from ESPN that Dante Stallworth has been sentenced to 30 days in jail. He's going to also serve 10 years probation and perform 1,000 community service hours for hitting and killing 59-year-old construction worker. And he also reached a financial settlement with the Rees family.
Right.
So, and I can bet you that part of that settlement requires him to keep playing football so that he can pay the settlement. So that's probably another
factor. What was the thing that you were reading before, Andy, about the discrepancy between pleading to one thing and getting 4 years?
Well, Florio had some questions as to, and obviously he's a former lawyer now at this point, whether, I guess in some states or on some levels, when you plead to something, it's considered a conviction. And the minimum sentence comes into play if you are convicted. And the minimum sentence for this was 4 years in prison. So clearly he was wrong, because Florio was questioning whether everybody was on the same page as to what was going to happen when he pled.
Mm-hmm.
And there was some question as to whether he would get the 4 years, the minimum sentence. But clearly
it's just the 30 and
30 days.
30 days and 10 years of probation.
Now, I don't know if there's any truth to it, but when I was listening to the talking heads this morning, they were saying there was no minimum in Florida for the situation. You know, so I don't know if that was something that maybe Florio got his wires crossed. I mean, obviously he is a lawyer. I mean, by trade, his legal expertise is, in my opinion, unequaled by anybody writing about this stuff in the sports circles,
right?
For sure. So I don't know if maybe there was some wires crossed there, or maybe the guys this morning, Dennis and Callahan, maybe they didn't have the facts. That wouldn't be the first time.
So he's now joining the ranks of Leonard Little. You kill a person and you get basically nothing.
Slap in the wrist.
I thought
did Leonard Little financially settle with the family?
I could only assume, but I don't know that to be a fact. That's generally what ends up happening, you know, the kind of Senator Kennedy.
Yeah,
kind
according
of deal.
To Florio, it's anywhere between $2 and $5 million he's paying, and it's probably closer to $5 million that he's paying the family.
Now, do you know? I thought I remembered way back when this originally happened that, not that this makes it any less tragic, but that the victim was like a homeless person or something. Now that they're referring to him as a construction worker or something.
He was coming
from
work.
Okay. I thought I must have been...
Or going to work.
I must have read something that was incorrect then.
Well, that really doesn't matter.
No, I said it doesn't make it any less tragic. I just wanted... I was just out of for personal...
How's that calzone doing, Eric?
I was wondering what the situation was with the family.
Oh, he's barely half done.
I know. Well, what are you doing over there?
I take my time, Fred.
You really
do. I like to enjoy my meals.
He likes to enjoy his meat.
You nibble it like a little mouse.
Don't worry about it.
Let's see. Joe in Indy says, hey, guys, and the undrafted rookie painter out of LSU. Fred, you're off your rocker on this, my
funny,
friend. I don't even know that I believe Michael Vick should have gone to jail, but what he did is still indefensible in a civilized culture, whereas Brett Favre is simply being a major league douche canoe. You're definitely right that he is being a DB, but to compare him to Vick is a stretch even for this show. Otherwise, the show has been great the past few weeks. Keep it up, boys, and the Prince of Pomposity. And he spells it P-U-S-S-I-T-Y. But anyway,
you're not going to say it on this show like you did on the last show?
I'm not saying that what Vic did is less than what – that's not what I'm saying. I'm saying right now, as they're acting in this point of time, that's what I'm talking about. I'm not comparing the actions.
I just don't really understand. Your stipulation is kind of pointless, though.
Vic hasn't really done anything yet either, Fred.
What?
He hasn't done anything
yet. But even if you take him for his word and just say he's sorry.
In his home.
Okay. I mean, I just don't understand what your point is. A guy just got caught doing something and served his time. Okay, he's better now than the guy who was maybe wants to play football, maybe doesn't want to play football. He can't decide, and he keeps coming back.
That's not just
that is what it is.
To play for the Minnesota Vikings to stick it to the Packers. That's the part I don't like.
And I don't understand how any right-minded person could equate
it's
that
not a crime.
With someone coming out of jail.
See, again, I'm not comparing what Michael Vick did to what Brett Favre is doing. That's not what I'm comparing.
No, just the one day today that Michael Vick isn't doing anything wrong, you say he's better than Brett Favre, who has never done anything wrong.
Chris says, one note on the Vick versus Favre debate. You can't look at one month's worth of behavior and call one person better than the other. You can say that Vick has been better behaved than Favre, but like Paul brought up with the OJ comparison, you can't isolate a few moments and overlook the really bad stuff. Favre is merely an insufferable hump, not against the law.
I agree with that. I find him utterly distasteful right now. I have no use for him whatsoever. He's a bore.
A couple of quick questions during the NFL's graveyard shift. Do the Pats take a look at Kentucky's Jeremy Jarman in the supplemental draft? They seem too overstocked with outside linebacker, defensive, and hybrids as it is, but he looks like a decent choice for a mid-day two pick. Anybody know about Jeremy Jarman?
We Patriots seem overstocked at that spot?
At hybrids.
If we had one, I wouldn't be worried about hybrids.
We have a lot of unproven young guys who are at that position.
I mean, for them, that's what they have. Paul and I talked about it a little bit. He failed a supplement, supposedly, test. That's why he's going to be in the supplemental draft.
We
also talked about his height. He lists at 6'3",
which means he's probably 6'1.5".
Yeah, 6'2", so he's probably not really measuring up to Bill's prerequisites for the position, where he's looking for the 6'4", 4'6" guys. Very productive, but as a defensive end at Kentucky, I'm sure they'll do their work. And is there a chance they like him and take him? Sure.
And
because
I think
you could get value.
Your second day thing? Yeah, absolutely. Right. I think that this isn't one of those supplemental picks that's going to cost you, I don't think, a second rounder like that running back a few years ago, Tony Hollings, I think was a second round pick that Houston ended up. I don't think it's going to be one of those. Second day guy, I agree with Andy, maybe. But
I think real draft pick, he was rated as a third to fifth, and you got to think supplemental, you subtract a round at the very least, so fourth to sixth.
See, one of my CAA guys got nabbed yesterday, Ben Patrick, 4-game suspension.
He was trying to stay away.
Substance abuse.
What his agent? It was just like, what is it? Adderall.
Adderall.
Basically, just trying to stay hyped up.
Yeah, they all are doing it just for
right, just
filling
for
the blank.
Something.
Oh yeah.
Any concern?
No one's doing it so they can add muscle mass and speed and toughness and agility.
Right.
No one's doing it for those reasons.
No one's doing it to get an edge.
Well, those guys are. They just don't get caught. They're smart.
Any concern with the running backs? There's a lot of depth there, but a lot of injury history too. Who stays and who goes? And Fred, good call on The Hangover. Great casting and a lot of fun.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to seeing The Hangover.
Me too.
I have to say. In terms of the running backs, I don't have a concern in the world about that group. I think it's
not at this point.
I think it's deep. I think it's talented. I think it's versatile.
Well, the injuries would be the one concern. I mean, Fred Taylor, Lawrence Maroney, and Sammy Morris
moment,
are injury.
They have injury history,
but at the moment they're fine.
Like,
unless
so.
You get a situation like last year when they all get hurt at the same time, I think you're okay.
But I think that's the concern because they all have histories, and
they do.
Two of them are older, so you'd think there's a possibility those histories kind of. Although Fred Taylor's actually gone the other way in recent years.
He's been healthy recently. And I will say also, not that I'm a huge fan of the guy, but if you're going five deep, you could do worse than what Green Ellis gave you last year. I think, you can throw him in there for a game or two, and you'll probably be okay in that offense especially.
Well, that's kind of the theory I take with, I think you could go six deep. I don't know who the sixth guy is yet, but I bet you he'll produce. I bet you Bill will sign him, and he'll have like an 85-yard game.
Yeah, since our last show, by the way, Fred, right at the end of our show, Patrick Pass did get let go.
That's right.
So he won't be in that
name
mix.
Him. He could be in North Providence. They'll call him Friday afternoon. He's on the field Sunday and rushes for 75 yards.
And I don't know if we ever said the joke that we were talking about, but I think Andy arbitrarily listed his chances of making the team at 35%. He got attacked, by the way, on the comments on the blog. Everybody thought he was crazy because they thought he would be a lock. But then we found out when we actually talked to Pass, and he told us the story of how he signed, and basically he called Bill. And Bill said, sure, why don't you come in? To which Andy and I immediately lowered it from 35 to 20%, and that next day he was gone.
Mm, right. And Sammy was back on the field.
Yeah, clearly that was just because they didn't have enough running backs for camp. They needed a body.
Right.
So what do you get? You get like a couple hundred bucks for that?
What's in it for pass is he has the opportunity to come in and then maybe Bill says, hey, you know what? He ain't lost a step. He looks pretty good. Right. And maybe he's better than Green Ellis
or someone. With this injury history of this running back group, if in week three or four a back or two goes down, they can do what Andy said, pick up the phone, call North Providence. He's up here in 5 minutes.
Plus, unless it snows, because then he can't get back because of the hills.
That's a very good point.
It also gets his name back out there.
Yeah.
I mean, it might, who knows, some other team might, oh, I didn't even know Pass was still around, and Patriots had signed him, makes him interesting.
James Pettigrew on the debate says, Fred, Hitler or Favre, presuming Hitler was remorseful about the Holocaust and all that other stuff.
Fred would go with Hitler.
Well, no, you're misunderstanding.
As of today.
Hitler never apologized. You're misunderstanding.
We'll go get him in
the
Andes
Mountains. He never
showed
remorse. Sorry, Fred. Right. That was gratuitous.
And about the facials and the pedicures,
Chris
with a TIN says, count me in as a Metro. I've had a facial, pedicure, and manicure.
Wow.
Not all at once, but at various times.
I would have never pegged you for that, Christian.
I agree. He would not have struck me as that type.
Well, I am a little disappointed. I think less of you now, Christian.
Do you ever have a massage?
Yes.
Oh, why? Yeah.
Jeez. should I give you a minute alone?
His massage came with the happy ending.
Evidently.
Oh, there's nothing better than a good deep tissue massage.
Oh, God.
What?
Wait, I'm telling you, Fred.
Can you say nothing on this
I know I'm supposedly the oldest guy in the show,
Eric's
though I'm not.
Joking.
I have a lot of years left before retirement. You can't do this to me.
Deep tissue. That's what they call them.
That's what you call them.
Oh, God.
Anybody have anything for a chubby, bald guy? I don't know. That wouldn't cost that much.
Looks a little sickly.
I'm very white on
TV. Has nice blue eyes, though.
I do have pretty blue eyes.
And the closer you get, if you're a
60-year-old
grandmother, you want to make out
anything?
With
it. Doc, how's that publishing company coming? You got that number yet? I think I'm going to need that.
Working on it.
I feel like Goose on Top Gun. You got that number for Truckmaster? I think I'm going to need that.
Didn't he die?
Brian at Tulsa says, I don't have to read this on air, but
died on
anyway,
ER too.
Fred, I understand what you mean about Vic and Favre, but I don't think there is much point in trying to explain it again. The guys are missing the point, possibly because of a very understandable distaste for Vic's actions. The comparison to OJ just shows their determination to avoid the point you're really trying to make.
You're wrong.
No matter how
idiot.
Rational your point is, it won't overcome the emotional response that Vic's name evokes.
That's not true.
I don't have an emotional response to the negative.
Who has a less emotional response to the Vic situation than me?
Yeah, don't talk to me. Talk to Brian.
I'm asking you.
You don't like dogs.
Right. Who could possibly be less emotionally involved in this than me?
Yeah. Let's see. Reed says, I find the Stallworth deal absolutely ridiculous. He kills a person with his car under the influence of alcohol and only goes to jail for 30 days. Vic kills dogs and goes to jail for nearly 2 years. Stallworth settles for $5 million when he made nearly $7 million last year. Vic lost $100 million. It is freaking ridiculous. Also, I hope Favre comes back and the Packers break him in two. Question, can the Jets look for some compensation for Favre? If I were them, I would have said that I let him go because I was under the impression that he was going to retire. Another question, what happens to the picks that are used in the supplemental draft?
You lose that pick in the
corresponding pick is forfeited the next year. Patriots last did it, I think, in 99,
Juwan. No, I'm talking about the post-press conference where it went just like that. Bill Belichick said Gerard. They said Juwan. He said Juwan, and they said Gerard. And it was the biggest Laurel and Hardy skit I've ever seen.
Anthony from Long Meadow says, hey, guys, I'm a new listener, PFW. Love the show. I've been cluing up my buddies to it. Question, seeing as I'm still trying to get a handle on identifying your respective voices, which one of you is the tool that actually thinks Favre is more despicable than Vic? That would be Andy. Right, let's take a break, Doc. We'll be right back.
Well done.
For pride, honor, and victory, the time has come to defend our trophy. Superliga 2009. The rivalry continues. New England Revolution versus Santos Laguna, Sunday, June 21st, 6:30 p.m. at Gillette Stadium. And remember, MLS Futbolito Tournament before the game. For tickets, call 1-877-GET-REVS or go to revolutionsoccer.net.
Patriot Place in Foxborough is the ultimate shopping, dining, and entertainment destination in New England. What's your Patriot Place experience?
We took the kids to a movie at Showcase Cinema Deluxe and finally went to Red Robin. The burgers were amazing. It was so much fun. Everyone loved it.
We had girls' night out at Patriot Place last weekend. A little shopping, dinner at Davio's. It's just like the one in Boston. And we had drinks at the cutest little wine bar called Tastings.
Experience Patriot Place. A once-in-a-lifetime experience every day.
Honestly, I'm here about once a week. I always find great deals at Christmas Tree Shop and Old Navy. And the shoes at Off-Broadway are unbelievable.
Patriot Place is located next to Gillette Stadium in Foxborough with convenient and free parking.
Bass Pro Shop and Eastern Mountain Sports have everything I need for my camping and hiking trips. And we love CBS Scene Restaurant. They've got about a million TVs. And their outdoor deck looks right into Gillette Stadium. It's so cool.
Log on to patriot-place.com for more information. Patriot Place. Everyone wins.
In a summer filled with concerts, one band will light the sky like no other.
For the first time ever outdoors in New England, Gillette Stadium proudly welcomes AC/DC. Live in concert, July 28th. AC/DC. July 28th, Gillette Stadium. Tickets are on sale now for AC/DC at Ticketmaster.com, the Gillette Stadium box office, or 1-800-745-3000. The one concert you cannot miss. AC/DC at Gillette Stadium. Presented by Live Nation.
And now, great moments in PFW in Progress history.
Richard, I don't. This is going to sound like a deep question, but you're
I
always,
doubt it coming from you.
Are we going to see real-world economics kind of get into the game of football and in any way limit the finances of football? I mean, it's hard to say this year with Albert Haynesworth getting potentially $100 million. But, I mean, have you thought about that at all, or had any discussions with your representatives?
We're going to bring in a stimulus package. We're going to stimulate the economy. So with all the stimulus going on, I'm sure it'll be enough for us for the primetime players out there.
Very good answer. That's a good answer.
Yeah, no questions.
That's another great moment from PFW in Progress.
All right. Yeah, I'm sorry I wasn't there to see that one live. That's good.
It was fun.
Good response. You missed your guy Tank Williams, too.
Yeah.
Have you listened to that interview yet? Where
no.
We told
no,
him you, that you were in love with him?
You don't need to hear that. But I did notice how the cackling lapdogs in the background. Oh, yeah. Richard. Oh. Yeah, we all guys. Just started laughing.
Jeez. But it was funny.
I know.
That wasn't a Belichick joke where people laugh because they're supposed to.
Right,
that was funny.
Because he said, hi, I'm Bill
right.
Belichick.
That was downright funny. I like how he says, for the primetime players, it'll be available.
That was the part that I wanted to throw in. It's interesting that he still thinks himself very much.
Well,
in that
whole interview,
in
he
that
said,
level, yeah.
You know, I was hurt for a couple years, but last year I wasn't, and the numbers showed it, and this year's going to be even better, and blah, blah, blah. I mean, he definitely still thinks very highly of himself. Maybe he's a guy, Paul. Some team will go out and throw $50 million for one season.
And, well, in general, a lucrative deal like that. Well, I mean, you threw me off
if
with the one season.
It's an uncapped year,
thing.
You know?
Yeah. Well, I don't see anybody doing
PFW,
that.
PFW, which is on newsstands tomorrow, printed today, right?
Yep.
Our latest issue. In your counterpoint, you talked about whether or not the Patriots are doing the right thing with Vince Wilfork. You know, and that kind of relates to what's, you know, Seymour's situation. But I think you took the side that it is the right thing.
Yes.
You convinced me.
Thank you.
Yeah. You had a good argument.
Now, the one flaw in my argument is...
You made it.
No. I mean, that's dealing with it on paper.
No.
It doesn't take into account the emotion that comes into these things at some point where the player gets pissy and never wants to play for you again.
And that's kind of what I was trying to get to, you know, the part that I made at the end about...
You failed, apparently.
You have a... No.
I convinced Fred.
Obviously. Well, you know, and also the fact that you happen to pick the side that the Patriots are...
Oh, well, that had nothing to do with...
The road the Patriots are going
down.
Oh,
come on.
You know, that's...
Not necessarily.
Part
they could sign him tomorrow.
Yours is the proof.
And then if that happens, I will guarantee you on Thursday's show, Fred at some point will say, Paul, you had the right argument.
He'll also go back from being a two-down player to best nose tackle in football. Dominates when he's on the field.
Bar none. Damn right he's worth Haynesworth money.
No, I think that, you know, when you look at, you know, how they do business and what could happen, the options that they have, I think they're doing the right thing.
Especially now with the unknowns of the CBA.
That's the biggest reason I think Andy's side is yeah. right now is because they just don't – if you sign a deal right now, there's a possibility that the landscape changes dramatically.
Right. That's right.
And within the next calendar year, right. and then what?
Right.
You know, you're stuck with a deal that's not really conducive to the new CBA.
Yeah, by the way, we're going down the road of uncapped year. I mean, that's coming.
I have been told count on it.
Count on it being uncapped year?
But I'm glad you said it.
Yeah. I haven't been told that. Yeah. You guys have better sources.
I was told, never done a CBA in less than 18 months. We got 9 to go.
I'm hearing that there will be an uncapped year. Now, I'm not hearing that there's going to be any kind of lockout, but it's going to come down to the wire.
So funny, the person who told me said, you like writing about soccer?
Oh.
And I said, no. But it's better than not writing about anything.
The guy you were talking to earlier today?
When you work in when you work in sports and you get those work stoppages, you might think, geez, that must be great. You get a little time. No.
No.
No. There's nothing that could possibly be worse for anybody that's involved in the sports.
And you went through one, right?
Yeah, a couple.
Yeah.
When hockey and basketball were out at the same time, it was terrible at the Herald. It was absolutely terrible. You know, I mean,
worse than it usually is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, usually it's, you know.
Terrible.
Kind of like
you buying the Globe?
The aftermath.
Do I buy the Globe?
I'm reading that you can buy the Globe for a dollar. You know, you have to take on their debts.
Right, exactly. Yeah, there are.
Want to buy it, guys? 33 cents each?
How are we going to pay the $85 million in operating costs that they're going to lose?
I say we lay everyone off and sell the building. I don't know.
Can we do that? I think they would have done that already if they could.
And we just publish it out of here, call it the Boston Globe, Andy Hart's paper. I'll put in the extra penny, 34 cents for me, 33 for each of you. Okay.
That's where the name Globe comes from,
exactly.
Andy's head.
Oh, exactly.
Nice. Well done.
Yeah.
And that'll be the new logo.
Right. Just be Andy's head. The Boston and then Andy's head. Well,
All the O's will be my head. Austin Globe. But there was really a story, I guess, about
and
that.
And we didn't think we could top the first segment.
Experts kind of off the record debating what the value is, and I guess the absolute maximum is like $150 million. But there are some people that believe, I mean, you basically are just going to have to give it away for the person to be willing to take on the debts that come with it.
What did Jack Welch offer
500
several years ago?
Million.
$500 million?
Mm.
Wow.
And now, did I read that?
Boy, did he dodge a bullet.
A guy from the former owner's family is interested in
the Taylor?
Taylor, Pagliuca, or whatever, the Celtics guy.
You sound like Frank from Glossy. Steve Pagliuca.
Jack Connors from Hill Hollow.
And now they're saying there's a chance that combinations of those three could get in bed together and buy it.
I just don't. No, oh, there's the heartbreaker on TV. I mean, The Hangover. I just don't think that
he really is like just your.
I question
old grandfather.
I question the ownership of the Times' sincerity about wanting to keep the Globe alive, or even sell.
Oh, I don't think there's any question.
I think they really just want to shut it down. That's what I think they really want.
Why don't they just do it then?
That's the most lucrative thing for them.
Yeah.
Why don't they just stop hemorrhaging money?
What's that?
Then why don't they just?
They can't. Yeah, I don't think they can.
Like why?
Contractually? Oh, they can just shut it down.
Yeah.
But I think that
I don't think they can. Oh, they can just shut it down.
No, I miss. They can just shut it down. But I think that if they just did it without some type of negotiation, then there could be lawsuits. I'm not sure, but
haven't these last 6 months been,
you know,
negotiations?
And there's a PR hit on the New York Times. You know, they bought the Globe, and now, you know, they ran it into the ground, and now they shut down one of the institutions of New England.
Wasn't it kind of being run into the ground before they bought it? Isn't that why they had?
No, it was worth $1.1 billion.
No, they paid over $1 billion for it.
They paid more for that than this team.
And they made probably the worst deal in the history of business when they did it.
In the history of business. Like
giving people lifetime jobs?
It's up there.
Yeah.
It's up there. But then you look at the way, you know, like to back up your point of view, you know, Andy and I joke about this every day. We open up the Globe, and I still get it. I'm one of the saps that still pays for it. And
you're still paying full price. I called, threatened to cancel, and I'm getting it for like
not yet. I'm not
70% off.
But you know, you look at yesterday, and they have front page of the sports section above the fold, a big, huge spread on the Lakers winning the championship. Oh. They have their Celtics beat writer in Orlando.
Their columnist.
They're hemorrhaging
in LA,
money
by the way.
Hand over fist at an alarming rate. Every employee is going to take a 23% pay cut.
Right.
And they're sending staffers to cover the NBA finals.
Yeah.
For something you could just, if the click of a button, get the same coverage
right.
off the wire.
And then you read
they
Shaughness,
have no idea what they're in.
And then you read Shaughnessy's column, and it's his typical dumb column, everybody in L.A. serving Kobe beef. You know, it's like.
Plus, he's in L.A.
He wrote that a million times.
To write that column.
He went to L.A. to write a column on Kobe?
Yep.
Today?
No. It's just on how everything, they're all the greatest out there.
Yeah. Everybody's Lala in L.A.
You sure he's not on vacation?
He wrote today. He had
yeah,
a column.
But are you sure he's not on vacation out there and he just decided, I'm going to write this column?
I don't know.
Just has a.
They could not have possibly have sent him to L.A. to write a column about L.A.
I don't know.
Call and ask.
But anyway, that's the kind. And they do it all the time, these enormous features by Stan Grossfeld on, you know, some, I don't know.
The baseball player from the 16-year-old kid from Las Vegas. I saw that.
That's ridiculousness.
A few months ago.
I thought he was going to say like
a paralyzed.
Yeah.
That's usually my fallback.
Okay. I mean, Paul, you've been in the newspaper business for a long time. What?
Listen, I'm not an editor.
No.
I don't know.
No,
I'm not a businessman,
I'm
and I'm not an editor.
Wait
I'm just
minute.
Telling you as a
Wait
sports
a
fan.
Today,
I don't
care.
Patriots Football Weekly just said I'm not an editor.
No, but I don't. I mean, I cover the Patriots.
That's the paper you people pay to
no,
get.
What would be above the fold today?
You're misunderstanding me. We cover the Patriots. There's no decisions to be made. You know what I think we'll do today? I think we'll cover the Patriots. That's what we do.
What would be above the fold in the Globe in the sports section today?
Today? First of all, right now you can never go wrong talking about the Sox.
Red Sox.
Right.
So, well, Dice K Matsuzaka.
Didn't the Bruins just re-sign Shirelli?
Yeah, but that wouldn't be an above
the fold
story.
That wouldn't be above the
fold. Plus, it was an old
it's
story.
The Red
by
Sox.
The time that they
it's
the Red Sox. Dice K,
what are you doing
with this rotation?
The rotation? John
Clay Buchholz got rained out last night at Pawtucket. There's some talk as to whether or not there was some shenanigans
Conspiracy.
There.
Conspiracy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, to me, it's Red Sox all the time right now.
What kind of shenanigans?
Whether or not that they had all these scouts there, maybe they were going to trade him, maybe they wanted to push back that start or something.
They canceled the game.
They might bring
of rain,
him up.
And it never rained.
It really didn't rain, according to some people.
So a lot of people think that he might be involved in a trade. They didn't want to put him out there. He was scheduled. If they pulled him out, then they know that people would know he's involved in a trade.
I like it. Yeah.
So I think, and then he also had some comments that he wasn't really.
He was bitching and whining.
He wasn't disgruntled. When he said him, I heard the whole soundbite.
Pretty close to
disgruntled. But he clearly wants to be up in the major leagues. So
if it's not here, I wouldn't be elsewhere.
That's above the fold worthy. Besides the fact that the Lakers was a foregone conclusion, they won the series in five games. So whether they won it Sunday night or Tuesday night, they were going to win it anyway. And it was like all of a sudden everybody decided, wow, the Lakers have won 15 titles and Phil Jackson's won 10. I mean, these are all the things we went through last year when the Lakers played the Celtics.
Right.
And even like that to me is a waste of finances.
If
it's
you're
a waste
do
of
the
money.
Lakers,
it is.
Wouldn't you have been better served to like do some research and do a big feature on why Red Auerbach is better than Phil Jackson? Like,
or why mm-hmm. Phil Jackson's better than Red?
Yeah.
Well, I'm taking the Boston Globe perspective.
But either way, whatever. Yes. Give me Bob Ryan.
Because you could have started working on it 10 days ago.
Give
easily.
Me Bob Ryan, who is easily the most knowledgeable columnist in this town. Definitely in terms of history. Give me a Bob Ryan right. analysis of Phil versus Red.
Right.
Right from his couch. Don't
yeah.
have to send him
have
anywhere.
To go anywhere.
Right.
And put that top of the front page of the
See,
sports
section.
See,
we are editors. We could have signed stories to the Boston Globe. Buy the paper, Fred, and put us in charge.
Let's
don't
see.
Worry about that. How much? 85 billion? What do they owe?
They're losing $85 million.
In the story I read today, it said they were going to lose 135 this year. It grew by 50 million like
wow.
that.
I'm sure, but the debt.
That's because Mark Spears is in Orlando and Shaughnessy's in L.A.
Unbelievable.
It's like we heard during the season, Fred, right?
Yeah.
When Andy and I were doing our stuff with Comcast on Mohegan Sun, and Mark Spears was on one night, and they were talking about the Celtics. They asked him a question about the Celtics game the night before, and he goes, to be honest with you, I wasn't at the Celtics game. I was covering Kobe.
In Toronto.
He went to Toronto to cover a Lakers game. You know why? The Celtics were playing the Lakers the next game.
So he's writing previews, didn't watch the Celtics game, and
he skipped
the
Celtics game to go to a Lakers Toronto game. Toronto, I'm sorry, that can't be an easy flight. They're operating like it's 1985 and they have this endless supply of revenue they don't have anymore. And this is why a lot of I know you make fun of
my... But even if they do have an endless supply of revenue, is that what the readers really want?
That's not wisely used. You know? They like to do that so they can win awards and stuff and do all these Stan Grossfeld things like I joke with Andy about, you know...
The Herald can't. Yep.
Right.
Show up the Herald.
Do things the Herald can't. And this is why a lot... And I know you make fun of my Herald past, but this is why a lot of people at the time said the Globe is in trouble because the Herald has been dealing with shoestring budgets and operating under the darkness of being closed at any minute. For as long as I can remember, when I walked in that door in 1989, people thought they were going to lose their jobs within a month. The Globe never had this concern in their lives until now, and they didn't handle it well. They're not handling it well. They're having barbecues on Sunday afternoons, hosted by the Guild. Oh, that's great. That's a great use of your 23% pay cut. Let's have a big barbecue and try to drum up sympathy. Do you really think anybody in this economic climate has sympathy for anybody?
Hell no.
Thank you.
Wow.
All right. Wow.
So if Fred buys the Globe, does that mean Reese writes for PFW?
Oh, we have to keep that blog going.
He writes for
That's
me.
That's the only thing they read in that thing.
Exactly. Plus, we love Reese. He's a PFW guy at heart. I took his job.
All right. Webradio at patriots.com is the email address, 508-543-7482. Bill, I think this is Bill. You never know. People put one name in their email. Yeah, Bill. Bill from Vail. Sent us some jackets.
Jacket really, he's from Beaver Creek,
Beaver
right?
Creek.
Hey, Fred Paul.
A lot
Paul.
Of beaver out there, do you, Bill?
Hey, Fred Paul, the posterior pilot and Andy.
What's the out?
Beaver Creek. There's a lot of beaver there.
Anyway.
Is the plural of beaver beavers or just beaver? Multiple beaver.
Anyone? Bueller?
Is it beavers or beaver?
I think it's just beaver.
I thought it was beavers.
Thank you.
Oregon State is beavers. The nickname of the team is the Beavers.
Maybe. Sorry about going with Terry Glenn / Randy Moss
Somebody
in my
Googled
little
beaver.
Either or scenario last week. So here's another one. This is another either or. Remember, all things are equal. This one has a little twist. Pick your ultimate all-time offense.
Bo Jackson.
My ultimate
all-time back
offense?
Wide receiver.
Okay, so are you picking Jerry Rice, Randy Moss, or Terrell Owens?
Jerry Rice.
Jerry Rice.
Well, I get two, don't I?
Oh, and Randy Moss.
No, I think, well...
It's an offense.
You get
at least two receivers, if not three, in this day and age.
Or is there another receiver category?
No, there's going to be another receiver category. You have to pick one out of each.
Jerry Rice.
Peyton Manning, Tom Brady, or Joe Montana?
Tom Brady.
Tom Brady. Okay, back to the receivers. Chris Carter, Marvin Harrison, or Chad Jackson? Chris Carter.
Does he mean Chad Johnson?
I think he means Johnson.
But I want Randy Moss. Why did he get screwed out of...
Somehow he has these number ones, number
He's
twos.
He's like, what's his
slots?
Name? That politician from Pennsylvania.
I might take Chris Carter because I've picked a downfield guy with Jerry Rice. So maybe Chris. Well,
who was it again? Carter and who was
Chris Carter, Marvin Harrison, or Chad Johnson?
Marvin Harrison. Meow. And I'll take Chris Carter any day of the week.
All he does is catch touchdowns.
Tony Gonzalez, Mike Ditka, or Ben Coates?
Tony Gonzalez.
I don't really know Ditka. Like
Mike Ditka was named the third. I saw another one of those all-time things, tight ends, and I think Ditka finished third. Gonzalez was like eighth or ninth.
Walter Payton, LT, or Curtis Martin?
Walter Payton.
I'll take...
Curtis Martin's close, though.
Well, here's the thing about Payton, that we know him as a guy that had a lot of stats, but people that said that he was one of the best blocking running backs ever. Like, really looked at that as a craft and worked on it and was really good at it. So I have no problem taking him. I'll take Peyton.
Yeah. I'm torn between Peyton and LT, but...
I'd take Peyton, but the first day of practice, I'm telling him to tuck the damn ball away.
I'll take Peyton because I think he did it longer, and it looks like LT is kind of declining.
And Peyton did it in the playoffs.
Okay, finally.
LT.
Troy Brown, Wes Welker, or Mark Duper?
Troy Brown, Wes Welker, or Mark Duper?
Don't you think Duper was made?
Wait a minute. So Randy Moss is not going to be on the all-time offense, but one of those guys is?
I told you. He has these.
This is not fair.
We have to go by his categories. Categories.
But it's not fair.
It's his game. He made the rules. It's fair. Live by him.
I guess I'll go with Duper.
He's lucky he sent me a jacket.
I'm going to take Troy Brown.
But how about Fred's comment right there? It's Troy Brown, Wes Welker, and Mark Duper. I say Mark Duper. Not really, no. I'll be honest. I don't really remember a tremendous amount about Mark Duper, but I just said Mark Duper. He goes, don't you think Duper was made by the quarterback?
I'll go Troy Brown.
I already
Brown.
Picked Brady for my best quarterback ever, but Welker and Brown weren't affected by that.
I'll go Troy Brown.
Here comes Fred.
Troy Brown. I asked you last week about if you could replace Belichick and Brady with any coach quarterback combo in the history of the league. I'm asking you again, but this time you can use any quarterback and any coach. They don't have to have played together or even in the league at the same time. Example, Joe Montana and Tony Dungy. Tell Doc I'm working on the jacket. I am going to send some hats along as well.
Okay, so
these people need to stop begging for gifts.
I know.
It's embarrassing.
Basically, you're saying who's your favorite coach and who's your favorite quarterback. So I'll go John Elway as my quarterback.
John Elway.
Belichick. And Elway.
I'll go Manning and Walsh.
I'll go Elway. Belichick.
Yeah, Elway, Belichick.
Wait, you're replacing Belichick.
I thought we were replacing Belichick.
Brady and Belichick are out of it.
Oh, you can't use them?
You can't use either one of them?
If you had to replace...
Yeah, I think we have to replace Brady and Belichick, both of them.
Then, well, I'll still go with Elway.
Elway is my favorite quarterback of all time. I think he's I think he's the best.
Tom Landry.
Tom Landry. What do you know about Tom Landry?
The hat.
The flex defense.
He was
wide tackle six.
He was the kind of coach that commanded respect from all of his players.
Yes, he did.
Every once in a while, you do make me laugh. You know what? I owe you an apology. Every once in a while, you do make me laugh.
Did Bud Wilkinson coach in the NFL?
Yes.
I like him. I want him.
The Cardinals.
I like him. Did he no success, though?
No. He was 110 at the time.
I want Bud Wilkinson in his prime.
Plus, they probably
buy him
didn't
away
respond
from
well to be called piss ants at the
That's
NFL level.
That's kind of what I thought of it. It's a great book.
Yeah, I got to think about this. You know, I leaned like, you know, Bill Walsh and Elway, but I got a feeling Walsh and Elway wouldn't get together.
That's why I went Manning and Walsh. Manning and Walsh I like.
Well,
that would work, I think.
Yeah, more of a cerebral.
That's why I think Landry and Elway would be better.
Maybe I would go with Don Shula and John Elway.
Just help Fred out.
You know? He wasn't a bad coach.
I don't know.
Even though he's kind of a jerk, I hear. But
couldn't win with Marino.
Good steakhouse, though.
True.
Oh, and to your point about Duper, Fred, you said wasn't he made by the quarterback? Well, you have the greatest quarterback of all time in Tom Brady, who would be throwing him the ball. Imagine what he could do with Mark Duper.
That's true.
Look what he did to Brown and Welker.
Exactly.
Don't you think Troy Brown would have been light year, no offense to Wes Welker, but in the Moss-Brady dynamic, if Troy Brown were in that role, he would have had more yards after catch. He would have had made more plays. He's a better overall athlete than Wes Welker is. I think he would have been a far better receiver.
Who?
Troy Brown.
Troy Brown. Troy Brown. Might have heard of him.
Sometimes they call him
Mr. Patriot.
Well, some people call him the best all-around football player the Patriots have ever had.
Possibly.
Better than Ed Reed.
Better than Tom Brady.
They never had Ed Reed.
No, but you just said in general he's better than Ed Reed.
I'm going to go with John Elway and Bill Parcells.
I was thinking Parcells, but...
Fred would get mad at me for that.
Could you see if Parcells started yelling at Elway? That'd be like when Dan Reeves used to yell at him, and he would yell right back at him. I don't know if that marriage would work.
Crap.
Yes, that's what would happen.
They did go to like three Super Bowls together, didn't they?
I mean, they didn't win them, but... I know, but they, you know... Could make for a fiery sideline, though. No.
That's a pretty good observation.
Thank you, Bill. They didn't have consecutive.
Andrew in the Ukraine writes in, with the summer doldrums upon us for 6 weeks till camp opens, there promised to be significantly less to talk about. I expect we'll see a rise in number of emails that ask for more football talk and less about assorted topics like Andy's gastrointestinal issues, Fred's inventions, Eric's artwork, and Paul's most recent altercation with an old person or woman. I think if people spend less time complaining and actually try to come up with something to generate conversation, it would be more productive. So for my part, I will try to contribute. My question comment deals with the safety position. I assume that at some point Chung is going to assume the starting role. I'm curious as to who he will replace as starter and when. Also, if it is Merriweather, who gets demoted? Is he talented enough to use him to fill in at corner? My feeling about Merriweather is mixed at this point. I felt he played at a third-round pick level his rookie year, but I think the thing we commented most about that year was his poor hands. I believe last year he improved dramatically in that area. What would you say is the one area of his game he needs to improve on this year to make him a player of late first-round caliber?
Tackling.
I just say field awareness and instinctiveness.
Tackling.
To me.
One more safety question.
He's a poor tackler.
Yeah. He is.
Horrible.
Bounces off terribly.
And you can't be a poor tackler at safety.
No.
One more safety question. With the new rule changes, how do you think players like Ryan Clark will fare this year? I expect either a drop-off in play or suspensions to come, since there is going to be more attention to the methods of bringing down players by players with less technique. How will this affect our group of safeties? I don't think it'll affect.
Well, I don't think it'll have I think some players will be affected.
I think the guy that they used as an example might be affected.
They're going to give up big plays.
Yeah, he clearly is a big play guy.
Brian Urlacher letting Tom Brady wiggle by him because he was afraid of a penalty.
Either that
or he was going to slide. They're going to have plays like that.
Constant fines and suspensions.
Right.
I want to go back to his original point, though, was that he assumed Chung would assume a starting job automatically at some point during the season. Do you guys agree with that?
No.
Because I don't see him knocking James Sanders out of the starting lineup.
No, I think if he gets it, to be honest with you, not to sound like Andy, I think he'll replace
Merriweather.
Merriweather.
But
not,
also,
not Sanders,
and then
but I'm not convinced.
It's all
I agree with you. I'm not
situational based. He may get a couple starts because of the way the game opens.
They might open with five or something like that.
Other than that, I mean, I think the Merriweather Sanders are your starters.
Right. And if it were Sanders.
It won't be.
But I'm just saying, I'm sorry. If it were Merriweather, does Sanders get bumped to like a slot corner, or I don't know, does he just go to the bench? Do they find a role for
Merriweather?
Him? Yeah.
Because
he was a first-round pick.
But he'll play a lot because I think he's a decent player. I don't think he's great, but he's going to play a lot.
Yeah, I think they'll
And his versatility will help him. He'll be the third safety.
Those three
in
guys,
the slot,
I think,
nickelback type role. They'll play. They're all going to play. And you got six of them. I mean, you got plenty of times there'll be six defensive backs on the field.
And who knows where, if at all, McGowan fits in.
Not sold on him yet.
Well, I don't know. I've never seen him play.
Yeah,
but I know
that
they went out and signed a guy. We'll see. And then we talked about it at the beginning of the show. We talked a little about they have cornerbacks that have experience being versatile as well. And Springs is one of those guys. He's an older guy who's battled some injuries that might make you know the wear and tear a little bit. If he's not at, let's just say for argument's sake that Terrence Wheatley can start. He's good enough, or Will Height, one of them, I don't know. You know, good enough to be your starter at corner opposite, we all think probably Lee Bodden is one of them, wouldn't you say?
Mm-hmm. Butler, in the mix.
That could use, you could use Springs then as an extra, you know, in the nickel and dime packages, and maybe he plays around the back line. I think they have a chance to be pretty deep in the secondary. And the word I keep using, Andy and I keep talking about, it just feels better. These guys, when you look at these guys, it feels better than it did last
year. You're more confident.
Feels better than it did the year before. Yeah. All of the moves that they've made in the past several years, these moves with Bodden and Springs and Darius Butler seem to me to be better moves than the ones that they've made in the recent past.
I'm just wondering, why does Grandy use two types of pizza boxes?
Oh, boy. Deep thoughts.
One is a pizza box and one is a calzone box?
That
I don't
says
know.
Pizza on it.
One's for fried dough. The softer boxes for
box.
Fried dough.
That's a pizza box.
Yeah, but that's the one they use for fried
I know.
Dough.
Why do they?
But they
why
both.
They, use,
they both are.
They
pizza
both say
boxes.
Pizza.
But when
weird.
You order pizza, it comes in the thin box, right?
Does it?
If you order like two slices,
comes in those.
You'll get them in that the softer one. So I don't know what the answer to that is.
I think it's the bulk.
On the Calzone phone right now is Jamie from Houston. Jamie, how you doing? Jamie, what'd you do?
We're glad to have Jamie on our last show ever.
He hung up, or did you hang up on him?
He hung up.
Okay,
I doubt it.
All right,
call
James,
back.
Down, sorry
man.
About that.
Call back.
How long did you make him wait for? When did the little Google thing pop up?
1:09. It's 1:15. Oh. So 6 minutes ago.
Actually, it's 1:11 according to clock I'm looking at.
And that's not bad.
1:15 in here.
Yeah, that clock.
We
is
need
off.
To all get on the same
clock.
Yeah,
that's 5 minutes slow. That clock.
Why don't you fix that, Andy?
Talk amongst yourselves.
Move it up to 1:15.
Mark in Ohio says, "Unfortunately for Eric and myself, American Idol." I think has an age limit of, I believe, 30. I believe it also has a talent limit to ensure that every winner sucks. I am not sure of America's Got Talent, but I never watched those shows. I know. So what is this about? I know Susan Boyle was ancient and impressed Britain, so there may be hope for aging artists over there. All this being said, if anybody knows a good karaoke spot in Camden Locks area, my wife and I will be there. The Pats Bucks weekend.
Boring.
What is that about?
Karaoke in Camden Lux.
I think you can pretty much book the fact that we will not be at the karaoke area.
Eric might be.
Well, I shouldn't speak for Eric.
He's an artistic type.
You and Bilo.
Doing karaoke?
Yeah.
It'd be like that old.
Did I ever tell you the time I was in Dallas?
Yes.
When you got arrested?
By the door. DJ.
Really? That was the story?
No, I did karaoke in a Dallas. you know, one of those bars. And after the song, I yelled in the mic, "Go Patriots!" And everybody, like, you know,
turned their eyes on you.
Yeah.
Threw stuff at you.
Flipped some tables over.
And that is the same night that you drove back in a cop car, yes, and Mr. Kraft arrived same time and all,
yes,
that.
Yes, yes, yes.
Got some spurs dug in you, did you?
Let's see. this is DJ Antics in London. He says, "You can call me Anthony if you must. Hi, fellas. There was a tiny little piece in a newspaper over here called The Sun saying that Michael Vick could join the New England when he's released next week. Now, this must be a shameful English journalist that can't do his job properly, because firstly, I thought he wasn't officially done with his sentence until late July. And secondly, I haven't seen a single thing from websites that are run on your side of the pond, or even heard from you boys, for that matter, saying that the Pats have publicly declared any sort of interest in him. Well, is this just a dumb arse English journalist that deserves to lose his job, yep, or is what he is saying actually true?"
The former.
Well, first of all,
Patriots haven't done anything.
Even if the
publicly.
Patriots were interested in him, they would never publicly state
They'd
that
find
they
out
were
when the release came out that said Patriots signed Michael Vick.
Or when his agent said the Patriots signed him.
Yeah. No, his agent wouldn't say it, because they would make sure he didn't say it.
Right. That's
they would control any.
In this case, yeah.
There would be no leaks.
Yep.
But, so, yeah, that's just one of those things that was picked up from some.
I just think this all
somewhere
started from the Clayton piece. It had to.
I agree. I think that one throwaway line, you know, having four or five teams interested and the Patriots being one of them, has spawned all of this.
Yep.
And didn't Mike Singletary said they had no interest?
Specifically, no.
Recently.
I mean, they flat out said no. And they're one of a handful of teams that have done that.
He's going with his guy, Sean Hill.
I saw Mora said he deserves to be back in the league. We have no interest.
Let's see. Scott and Brockton, I have a couple hypotheticals that I was hoping to get an expert opinion on. I guess I can settle for the PFW's thoughts instead.
Therese.
Everything else being the same, would you prefer the following scenarios rather than how things actually turned out? One, have the Pats lose to the Giants at the end of the regular season but win the Super Bowl, so give up the perfect regular season for another Super Bowl ring.
Yeah.
Yes. Eric's saying no.
Is that the only choice?
That's only one choice.
No, that's the other choice.
No, there's two.
It's an either
it's
or.
Two hypothetical
different sets of them.
Okay. Then, yeah,
I'd rather that than how it ended.
I don't really think there's much of a discussion on that.
Right.
You'd rather have the Super Bowl than 16-0.
Of course. Right.
Eric says no.
Yes.
Yeah. You said no. Why'd you say
because
no?
I thought there was another option coming.
So why did you say? Why didn't you wait? Why did you say no?
Because you paused, and I thought I don't know. I thought you were.
I'm with Eric here.
One.
I was waiting for something else. The way that was read, it started off by saying something else.
Yeah.
Okay. So that
we all say
the Super Bowl. The second one is go 19-0 in 2007, but Brady decides to retire after the season. Really retire, not Favre retire.
I'll take the 19-0.
I'll take the 19-0.
I would too.
It's historic. It's never going to happen
absolutely
again.
Absolutely.
Really? Yes.
You and I were wrong.
We'd have Matt Cassel, remember?
But what?
You're giving up.
That's not. That would have nothing to do with why I would rather have gone 19-0. I'd rather be immortal.
You would trade 19-0 for like 10 years of Brady potentially?
Yes.
Yeah.
19-0, Andy. That's never. I mean,
I think I
people
have 10 other chances to go 19-0. You could win six Super Bowls.
That's not going to happen.
That makes you immortal too. If you have nine Super Bowls in a 13-year span.
Think about it, Andy. The team goes 19-0. They win the Super Bowl. Brady retires. He goes out as a living legend in New England. And you're starting fresh.
Either way,
you're starting a new dynasty.
Exactly.
You know, I think that would be.
It took 35 years for anyone to touch the 72 Dolphins.
I'll take Brady for another
decade. It wouldn't happen again. It wouldn't happen again.
Now, if Brady leaves after this contract's up, I want to go back and make it. Yeah. Nice. But assuming he re-signs here and plays out his career here, I'll take Brady for the rest of the.
No, give me the 19-0.
I didn't like the Patriots pre-Brady. They're a lot more fun with Brady.
Well, I agree with that. I'd rather have Brady for 10 years, too, but I'd rather be 19-0 and immortal. And if you could guarantee me that.
Do you remember how sick a feeling that was, the last 30 seconds of that Super Bowl? I mean, the whole world thought that that was going to happen.
In my mind,
right up until they didn't.
Right up until
I thought for sure they would
bloop,
bloop, bloop down the field, and all of a sudden they're chucking.
I still can't understand why they didn't go over the middle of the welcome three times.
I know I have a hard time moving on, but in my mind, the Super Bowl champs are still the Giants. Like, last year didn't even happen.
Oh, until they can remake up for it?
Like, I can't even
pick. You'd rather move on?
Like, the Steelers, forget. To me, the Giants are still the champs. That's how
I might win the NFC this year too. Yeah. Might have a rematch, Fred. How about that?
I don't even care about the Steelers winning last year. Until the Patriots win the Super Bowl, the Giants are the champs.
So, I think this is a fascinating, fascinating discussion you guys have. Would you rather have?
Don't get me wrong. It's not something I'm going to lose sleep over.
Who's the hottest woman in the world?
My wife.
Oh, wow. Well done, Paul.
Play.
Well
done,
Paul.
She might be listening. You never know.
All right. Done. Eric, who's the...
It'd be the first time ever.
Yes, Eric, and Eric says Paul's
Alicia,
wife.
Alicia Cuthbert.
I don't know.
Is the hottest woman in the world?
Who the hell is that?
The 24, chick. The blonde chick.
You notice he just right off the top of
the
his head.
I'm proud of him.
If you go into his room, he's got pictures of her all
practicing,
over the
though.
Place.
The key to a lie is
like one of those serial killers.
Who's the hottest woman? Again, that's twice today.
Well, this is going to get watered down. But let's just say, who's that hot girl from Transformers? Megan Fox.
Megan Fox.
Yeah, I'm not a big
She has
fan.
The thumb. Yeah, I know
Paul
the problem.
Like
toe thumb or whatever. The whole email.
Of all the things for people to be picky about, who cares about her thumb?
Right.
Well, she has a toe on it where her thumb should be. That's kind of
what she had.
Well, who cares?
I don't like that. It'll stink.
Why? Are you going to be looking at her thumb the whole time? Oh, Fred.
It'll stink.
Okay,
oh,
well.
God. You are.
You guys have ruined my whole game.
What if she gets an ingrown toenail on her finger?
Can we get back to
Andy's
game?
She doesn't have an actual.
Well, what I want. She said it was a toe finger.
That's
let's
what
say,
they
I don't
call
think
it.
Alicia
not an
Cuthbert is the hottest. So let's just say she's up there. She's pretty hot.
She's pretty hot.
And let's say
I couldn't get over that.
Halle Berry's the hottest in the world. Can we?
Sure.
Okay.
Jessica
sure.
Alba. I don't
sure.
know.
Jessica
Beyonce,
Alba.
Would you?
Nah.
You would take
Beyonce.
One night
Beyonce.
With. You would take one night with the hottest woman in the world versus a decade with Alicia Cuthbert or just some really hot chick.
No, that's not the same thing.
That's what you're doing.
Thing.
You want the,
that's not the same
the ultimate
thing.
Orgasm, and then the rest of your life, you're
no.
getting nothing.
No, that's no, a that record no, that will stand for a long time.
Who's going to know about yeah. that other than me?
I would,
make
much
me
rather, I would much rather have the longevity.
All of that for a lame game.
Right.
No, I think it's
but
same
you already
exact
had,
thing.
You already had.
You want the one big orgasm. You're not
no,
willing to have
I
the fun
be
for
the
rest of the
best of all time.
You're
that's what I want to be.
You're forgetting, Andy,
I think
that there
the,
were three no, Super Bowls already.
No, the best of all time is not a one-time orgasm.
Time, for,
if you bang Halle Berry, you're everybody knows you have the video to prove it. So you're saying, I reached the heights. Here, you want to watch, guys? I'm tagging her.
That's
not the same.
Come on.
But
it's the same thing.
It doesn't make me the greatest lover of all time.
It's not the same thing.
It is the same thing. You
no, guys, 8,000 other guys have been there before me. What does it make me the
You're also forgetting, Andy.
You make it sound like she's
Berry's
like this vestal virgin or something.
You're also forgetting.
Okay, so a virgin. Okay.
You're forgetting a very important point here is that the Patriots had three Super Bowls already before the 19-0
Right, and they could have six more.
So that doesn't factor into your silly little argument because that means you would have had three of the top 10 hottest women
well,
in the world before
some
that.
Other hot chicks.
Just focus on the
on the stupidity of your argument.
I know you have no idea because you know you don't really know what it's like.
Here's where he lashes
you don't
out.
Know good
where
bad or
indifferent. Here's where Andy has to lash
Eric,
out.
I'm losing the battle, so I have to start swinging at people.
What the hell are you guys? As long as he's swinging at you and not me, my friend.
That's very nice of you, Paul.
All right, Cormac writes in. I've been away the past 5 weeks in Bali, Australia. And now I'm in Milan. I've got to say it's been a surreal experience strolling past
off.
Beautiful Italian girls
I don't
in
know,
Milan.
You did it your first year here.
Strolling past beautiful
so
Italian
angry.
Girls in Milan or jumping on my scooter to escape a horde of rabies-infested monkeys in Bali while at the same time listening to Fred on my MP3 player tell us all how he's going to flog himself until we win the big one. Anyhow, that would be surreal with all the monkeys chasing you.
And hearing your voice in his head?
I would like to go somewhere where there's just monkeys running around.
Just monkeys running around. Just,
I think monkeys are kind of cool.
Monkeys are great. I like monkeys.
Do they throw poo?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Much like you. anyhow, now I'm in Milan. I got a question. It's about the CBA. So I just want to get an idea of what the general consensus is on how this is going to play out. Do, quote, the people in the know reckon it's going to be solved before the season starts or just after it ends in February or March next year? Or do you guys actually believe they won't get it sorted in that chances are more likely now that it'll be an uncapped season in 2011? No, the 2010.
Yeah, 2010 would be the uncapped.
We're saying that it's likely there'll be an uncapped season in 2010,
yeah.
And I'm saying it's unlikely
that there'll be a lockout
in 2011.
I'll take that scenario.
Yeah.
I'll take the 1 year at the you know, exorbitant salaries. If
and it
they're
would
not
seem the most
out.
Likely of scenarios.
Yeah.
So,
although, Gene Upshaw,
God rest his soul, always said.
Chris says, according to Merriam-Webster Online, the plural of beaver is beavers.
Damn.
It's also a verb meaning to work hard at something, so continue to beaver away, guys.
So now I really have an out.
So that's good.
Oh, you should out yourself.
126. We got to take a break, and when we come back, is Jamie on the line? We'll come back with Jamie on the line.
For pride, honor, and victory, the time has come to defend our trophy, Superliga 2009. The rivalry continues. New England Revolution versus Santos Laguna, Sunday, June 21st, 6:30 p.m. at Gillette Stadium. And remember, MLS Futbolito Tournament before the game. For tickets, call 1-877-GET-REVS or go to revolutionsoccer.net. Patriot Place in Foxborough is the ultimate shopping, dining, and entertainment destination in New England. What's your Patriot Place experience?
We took the kids to a movie at Showcase Cinema Deluxe and finally went to Red Robin. The burgers were amazing. It was so much fun. Everyone loved it.
We had girls' night out at Patriot Place last weekend. A little shopping, dinner at Davio's. It's just like the one in Boston. And we had drinks at the cutest little wine bar called Tastings.
Experience Patriot Place. A once-in-a-lifetime experience every day.
Honestly, I'm here about once a week. I always find great deals at Christmas Tree Shop and Old Navy. And the shoes at Off-Broadway are unbelievable.
Patriot Place is located next to Gillette Stadium in Foxborough with convenient and free parking.
Bass Pro Shop and Eastern Mountain Sports have everything I need for my camping and hiking trips. And we love CBS Scene Restaurant. They've got about a million TVs, and their outdoor deck looks right into Gillette Stadium. It's so cool.
Log on to patriot-place.com for more information. Patriot Place. Everyone wins.
In a summer filled with concerts, one band will light the sky like
for the first time ever outdoors in New England, Gillette Stadium proudly welcomes AC/DC. Live in concert, July 28th. AC/DC. July 28th, Gillette Stadium. Tickets are on sale now for ACDC at Ticketmaster.com, the Gillette Stadium box office, or 1-800-745-3000. The one concert you cannot miss. ACDC at Gillette Stadium. Presented by Live Nation.
And now, story time with Fred Kirsch.
I had a story of something that happened to me in Seattle. I had a problem in the press box bathroom. Before the game, I went in to, you know, do my business and realized there was no toilet paper. And there's only one stall, so it's not like you could even ask for help. I peeked out and there was no one in there. So I ran out with my pants down around my knees. I've got one hand holding up my pants, but waving my hand in front of the hand dispenser. That wasn't working. Then I saw this like kind of work pylon. And on top of it, sure enough, were three rolls of toilet paper. The problem is it was right by the door. So if I went for that and someone opened the door, I was screwed. But I did it, and I went for it. I grabbed it, and I ran back to the bathroom, and I made it.
Oh, no one came in?
No.
Oh.
Nobody came in.
Would have been much better had someone come in.
Yeah, but it was harrowing. Right. True story. On the phone, as promised, Jamie from Houston. Jamie, how you doing?
I'm good, guys. How we been?
Great.
What's up? Hey, Jamie.
How you been?
Hey, real good. Real good. We're getting closer and closer to start of the season. Things are good, and it's like the Fred Kirsch International Hour. You had a Milan guy. You had the crazy guy from the Ukraine there. And,
right.
Crazy guy.
Right, that's what we call him. The crazy guy from the Ukraine.
Puerto Rico?
Puerto Rico, yeah.
Well, yeah. I mean, we're not an international outfit. I know that. But, yeah, it just seemed like that you had a lot of emailers lined up from the international flavor of things here today. I don't know if Houston counts as too exotic and remote for
it's very exotic. Today, no. Jamie, off the top of your head, hottest woman in the world?
I don't know. I mean, there's somebody come to mind, but I mean, there's.
It's a tough question to answer, right?
Yeah, Jamie, I mean,
Eric thinks Sarah Palin. What do you think?
I didn't say Sarah Palin. For someone your age, though, Fred, she's
pretty hot. No, Jessica Alba has got to be up there pretty Jessica quick. Alba. Just off the top of my head, she's pretty ripping
she's
hot.
Yeah. The interns say Megan Fox.
She's a slut, though. I mean, she's so trampy. Right. She's just throwing herself out there. It's just that's just the wrong kind of attractive.
Well, the Hollywood types tend to do that.
I think at one time Pam Anderson was...
Was
on Babe Watch?
Oh, well, not if we're eliminating sluts.
Yeah.
No, there's nothing wrong with sluts.
Slutty as they count.
What about your new
one? Yeah, no, they're ripping hot, but, I mean, is it attractive? I mean, it's got to be all around attractiveness.
No,
you know,
nothing to
hot,
do with personality.
Well,
yeah.
It's just
I mean,
hot.
You know, when I go attractive, you know, then I got to go with Jessica Alba. Yeah.
That's a good one. That's a good choice.
But, Yeah, I heard that little discussion there before the break there. Now, what are we talking about? Overrated. Women with ultimate orgasms or winning the whole thing, best of all time? I missed part of that.
What would you rather have? Would you rather have got the 19-0 season and Brady retires right after that game?
Yes. No further discussion, yes.
We agree. Except for Andy, we all agree.
You're a smart man, Jamie.
So you guys are just going to stop. I mean,
yes,
there's a chance
it's
you
over.
Suck for the next decade. You
fine,
go back to
and
being,
there's a chance that I win
right
of the next
at some
10.
Point,
fine.
Brady's going to leave.
Right.
Yeah, but that point may not include a 19-0 season.
Yeah.
You're really underestimating the value of what could
have
happened.
Exactly. I mean, that's
the
most
why
historic.
We're all so devastated, you idiot.
The most historic thing.
It wasn't just any other season.
No,
you don't have to call him names.
Because
he does.
The reason
yes, he does.
And if you do, Fathead will suffice.
The reason everybody was so devastated is because they thought they could have had the 19-0 season and kept Brady for the next decade.
No,
you could have had your cake.
No.
Wait, was there was a rumor that Brady was going to retire if they won?
No, but nobody
I'm
was
sorry,
thinking
I missed
about
that rumor. So it was part of the equation. Not why everybody was all upset.
Shut up, Fathead. That's not what anybody was talking about.
That's not what people
They were only focused about that season.
Right, because there was no doubt in their mind that Brady would be back for the next decade.
Nobody cared about the next season.
It, fool.
They were caring about that season and the 19 wins. That's all they were caring about.
But they didn't. There was no understanding one way or the other about Brady's future.
Who cares about Brady's future?
It wasn't a factor.
Oh, God.
Good stuff. I love it.
Yeah.
Keep it up. Come
all
on.
Right,
don't fade on me now.
I can't believe how
if you really
want to
get this thing going, I'll start tossing bombs.
Nobody was talking about that you're being historic.
He's being a jerk.
No, I'm not.
No, I
would legitimately want
it.
My team to have the best quarterback in the game for a decade.
Then now playing the role of Tom Casale, Andy Hart.
We don't use that.
Yeah,
we don't
use that name. Not even
no,
vain.
No, no, no.
Not even
he's that dead, huh?
No.
We don't use that.
Wow. I agree with that. You get blown up for saying that.
Doctor.
Yeah, don't mention
this
that.
This is no contrived argument. I would want to be good for the next decade.
And I don't
I would rather
have
unlike
Fred,
the immortality
I don't think
of 19-0.
That had nothing to do with the 19-0.
Yeah. You're the one who told me it did.
No, it didn't.
I don't
it
think,
had nothing to do with that.
I don't think people were devastated. Just you know, I don't think
because they expected
to
win.
Yeah,
that's why they were
but
devastated.
They had a chance to be the greatest
of
all time.
Major favorite.
So
none
close.
Of the they already had 19-0. Well,
listen to me.
So
listen
away.
To me. None so of close. The pain was taken away by the fact that well, at least we still have Brady
because no one knew thought he was going to retire. That wasn't a part of the equation.
Not,
it didn't
no.
factor
he's,
in at
he's,
all.
But he's right on that.
Yeah, but that,
no,
but that,
no one was thinking in those terms.
Right.
Why should you have been?
Right. There's no
Brady
reason
wasn't
to think
going
of
anywhere.
That. There's no reason to think
he's
of
just
that.
Just turn into one of those. There's
right,
a criticism right there. See, now that was one I wasn't even involved in, and he did it. He changed his argument in the middle.
And it wouldn't have made 19-0 any less spectacular had he won it and retired.
Right.
19-0's in the
19-0's in the books. It's
right.
done. They're the best team ever.
Right.
In the history of football.
I would rather be
so
considered the
matter?
Greatest team ever.
That's
thank
right.
you.
And it's I not would. Like it's not like
I'd
you
rather
be considered a one-hit wonder.
Patriots dominated 15
right.
years like no one ever dominated.
Yeah, it's not like this was in a vacuum, Andy. They had
but
won
they
three
have.
Super Bowls already. They
had
were
both.
Already a dynasty.
But
they could have already had that
but
plus
they would have been,
the greatest ever.
Right, but the dynasty would have been a relatively normal dynasty. I mean, if he plays till 2020 or whatever he wants when he's 41 years old.
Yeah, and what if they don't win another Super Bowl from now until then?
That'll suck. But I'll take my chances with Brady trying to win a Super Bowl than without it.
No, I'll take my chances of
so
winning with someone else
right.
with
and
having, and
having
the 19 best.
And 0.
I think they're
going to
win
yeah,
another
exactly.
Super Bowl.
Absolutely.
Well, no, you're right
but
on.
You still
this.
Got Bill Belichick.
Be better.
I think
right
they have
Mark.
A chance to have another perfect season. Do I think it's likely? No.
But you think
but when I think
end up
you, when
with,
I think
with
you're
more
14
than two in
and
the next
2
10 years.
In back-to-back years, and then you have 16-0, I think that formula you have in place puts you knocking on the door of being a great elite team
and
every single year.
And that was it, doing it that year.
But you're eliminating the possibility of having
No, we're not.
Yes,
no,
we're not.
Yes, you are.
First of all,
no,
you really
think
Fred's eliminating that possibility? Come on.
You are. You're giving up on it.
He already declared Super Bowl or bust.
Yeah. You're giving up on it. Because chances are, your next starting quarterback is not going to be able to carry Tom Brady's jock.
And I would wholeheartedly agree with that.
They don't come along that often.
Chances
are, one of the best ever.
Chances are you're never going to sniff 19-0 again. Chances are.
Exactly.
If you're going to look at it realistically.
What do you think is more likely? The next guy is comparable in any way to Tom Brady, or you have a chance to make a run at a perfect season?
I think
the guy is as good
equal.
As Tom Brady.
Oh, I don't.
I think they're about the same.
I think when you go 14-2, 14-2, and 16-0, you've proven that you're going to be sniffing.
But here's the thing.
You can sniff.
But they never sniffed undefeated.
You're in the ballpark. You lose two games, you're in the ballpark.
Not if you lose that first game in week three like they did against Washington.
Yes, but I'm saying if you only lose two a year, you're pretty damn good. You're in the equation.
You're pretty damn good,
undefeated.
But that's proving my point.
Right.
They have been at that level on a consistent basis.
You guys just put more value in that whole undefeated than I ever
was. Because it's never happened.
No, one and done runs are
a
dime a dozen. I would much rather have
John Elway, Dan Marino, Joe Montana, Tom Brady, Peyton Manning. There's been a lot of great quarterbacks, but only one undefeated team.
Right.
Well, no. The Miami Dolphins went undefeated in the regular season, too. Just because you
added
a game to the schedule.
That's what he said.
I'm only saying Miami.
There's only been one undefeated team.
And there isn't, because there's three others or whatever it is.
Yeah,
going back to the
40s. Going back to the 40s with Paul.
Well, you can be as ridiculous as you want.
I'm not
but thinking that the next quarterback is going to be in any way comparable to Tom Brady is pie in the sky happy.
All right, answer me this question, Andy.
Peyton Manning is comparable right now, today.
And they're two of the best five quarterbacks that ever played the game over the last 100 years.
But you're making an assumption here that we're not saying. You're saying because we think it might be around the same chances of going undefeated again and having the next guy that succeeds Brady being better than Brady. Yeah, I think it might be about the same chance, but I think that chance is about 5%. So you're making it sound like we think that the next guy is going to be better than Brady. No, I don't.
We're not saying
I don't
that.
Think he'll have a sniff of a chance of being
better
than Brady.
It doesn't matter.
I don't think they have a sniff of a chance of going undefeated on a regular basis.
Answer me this question, Andy.
I think it's a once-in-a-lifetime shot, and we blew it.
You said after that season, you would have Brady, let's say, 10 more years.
Right.
Okay? In the history of football, how many dynasties have done so with quarterbacks who are in the second half of their career?
I have no idea.
I'd say it's probably none, right?
Well, you'll think of the dynasty.
Well, I mean, Steve Young was in the second half of his career. He didn't play the first half of it, but...
Okay, for quarterbacks who played their entire career, how many of them get better?
He's lumped in with the 49ers.
Yeah, but
my point is,
he did was extend the 49ers' success for two or 3 years.
That's not a fair argument, because how many stayed together?
How many what?
I mean, most of the time, it's a young quarterback and a coach that come together, and then they divide for some reason.
No, my point is, quarterbacks just... Any player naturally gets worse the older he gets.
The only dynasty.
So
really
there's no guarantee that you have Brady 10 more years that he's going to be the same player that he was.
By the time they were good, right? I mean, he's 40 now, so he was already in his 30s,
but
right?
But it wasn't close to being a dynasty.
Tonight a dynasty is born. They weren't close.
No, but
really, no, to be honest with you.
They'd won that game. That was
part of the laughable nature of that comment, is that it really wasn't close.
Your point was that if they had Brady for 10 more years, they would still have a chance to be a dynasty again for 10 more years.
He's on the second.
You're not listening. You're not listening. You refuse to listen.
See, this is
now. We should really move on.
Now you're being Fred-like. you're really taking things.
I mean, if you guys
want to
make 1 year runs,
that how I'm like?
A little bit.
I'm going to stop being like.
Because you change in the middle sometimes. You do.
And then you just say, right. Who's right? We're arguing.
I don't think Andy's argument is as dumb as you guys think it is. I'm on your side. I would rather have the undefeated because of that immortality. But
I got to be honest with you. I'd like to have Robert Kraft and Bill Belichick's opinion on this. We'll never get them.
Well,
truth serum game, I mean, I want to win for a long, extended period of time.
But you can win with other players.
You
can win with other players.
You're saying that once Tom Brady is gone, this team is
right. How many teams have replaced a top 10 all-time quarterback with another really good quarterback?
Not a lot.
Or even a good one.
Not a lot.
I mean, every time I saw a franchise quarterback leave,
Bill Belichick?
I'll tell you what, though, Andy.
Not a lot of teams, but just look at last year, Andy.
But there's a lot of other coaches that were supposedly great.
Yeah.
Great coaches.
Belichick
Well, just so you know, I think he is too.
Greatest
but Mike
of all
Shanahan
time.
Was great, and all these guys were great until their franchise QB left, and they became
wrong.
Not
was
so
it
great.
Completely
wrong.
Out of the realm
wrong.
Of possibility that
you're
the
wrong.
Patriots could have?
No, I'm not. You're wrong. Joe Gibbs won three Super Bowls with three different quarterbacks. Bill Parcells won two Super Bowls with two different quarterbacks.
Right, but neither
Bill
of them ever had a
Bill
franchise
Belichick
quarterback.
Bill Belichick could win Super Bowls without Tom Brady.
Neither of them
had
ever had a franchise
quarterback.
So you're mixing apples and oranges. I said, what great franchise quarterback was replaced by a great quarterback?
Phil Simms wasn't a franchise quarterback.
No.
No, he wasn't.
He wasn't. You well, don't think he was. He wasn't the Giants' franchise quarterback.
But I think that was all about.
Andy's point is still right. Even if you consider Phil Simms a franchise quarterback, he wasn't replaced by a franchise quarterback.
And I also don't. I don't have. They didn't even have to win while he's there. I'm saying, name the greatest quarterbacks in your mind ever.
Probably the Montana Young thing is probably your only one.
Right. Other than that, you can't name you. I mean, it's replaced by. They do the stories.
They don't ever want to be the guy who replaces the guy. You want to be the guy who replaces the guy who replaces.
Or half the time that doesn't work. Ask Jake Plummer and all these guys that have gone to Denver or wherever else.
You're operating under an assumption, Andy, I think, that, you know.
That I can win with Brady and Belichick.
It's all Brady. Well, listen, do you think it was completely out of the realm of possibility they went 11-5 last year?
Would the answer be the same if I insert the name Bill Belichick?
If he quits?
Yeah.
I would still take the 19-0.
I'd still take the 19-0.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
I would,
no one is ever
going to
have a sniff at that
again. Worth it, but. My point being,
that's never going to happen.
It would not have been out of the realm of
that
possibility.
That may be true. I don't care. I'll take the Super Bowl rings.
Yeah, no,
now you know how I feel.
I want to celebrate.
You don't know you're going to get anymore.
I know, but I'll take my chances.
Well,
no.
Well,
I think I have
the
greatest
coach. You're giving up the chance for immortality for a chance.
Oh, the immortality is so overrated.
In football. In football,
immortality.
In football,
it is not. In football, it's the only
personally
thing.
Personally, don't give a rat's tuckus about being immortal. You know what I give
it?
I want to root the next spring and the spring after.
Because
you know how quickly I'll forget
I'd like
when
to
they
root,
are 2-14?
I'd like to, that's
the argument that I don't get. That's what I'm trying to
that's
get at.
Not
they
true.
Went 11-5 last year. They proved right. they could compete every year with or without them.
That's not true, and I'll tell you why.
No, I know, I'd like a team that would make the playoffs.
But do you think it was completely out of the realm of possibility that they could have been a contender last year had they snuck in?
Yeah, they could have been.
I don't think they would have won it. You know that. You think
you
want to buy? You know
in,
I think they would have
lost
to
Pittsburgh.
Okay?
They were buying.
I don't think they would have beat Baltimore.
I don't buy in. I think
the realm,
they played a terrible schedule.
Out of the
down
realm
the
of possibility,
teams
think,
that couldn't get out of their own way,
and then
and had to be competitive.
On top
with some
of that,
teams.
Let's Seneca. Then take this. If we go 2 years with Castle, 3 years with Castle, do you think he gets better with Belichick
maybe,
or worse?
Maybe.
But you're operating under the premise that it's either Brady for the next 10 years or you have no shot.
Well, I'm operating under the premise that Brady's special.
He is special.
Borderline but irreplaceable.
Without the special guy, they still found a way to win 11 games.
Exactly.
And
I agree with you.
In December 20
I agree
something.
With you. The schedule was
but
light.
They had a chance.
I agree with all that. But
they
think,
had a chance. They
I
know
think
what
the
I
two
like.
Or three games they lost early, they
you know
may not
I
lose next year if
you know
Castle
what I like?
Was
with
ready.
Tom Brady, you don't really say, you know, maybe in December we'll have a chance. When you enter a season with Brady and Belichick, what are you thinking? Number one seed in the AFC we're competing for.
Right.
The division is a foregone conclusion.
But there's no reason to believe that without a guy that he is comfortable with. For 2-3 years, that he can't do that again.
If Brady had retired and Castle came and took over, and they were competing and winning double-digit games again,
will that guy
then
do what Brady
competing
does?
Again.
Will that guy be able to be what Brady is? No,
and
he's not going to throw 50 touchdown passes.
So
and
I'll
win the
always
NFL
say, you
MVP.
Know what? If we had had Brady back, we would have been X amount better.
Well, but
so those years when we're winning 12 games, we would have won 14. The year when we lose in the AFC
Listen,
title, and we
well,
would have won another Super
they
Bowl.
They could very well go undefeated, and if they do, then. You know, we'll have a chance to have the argument all
I'm
going to
further shoot down your
argument, whether it happens or not.
I'm going to further shoot down your argument because you said
you haven't
earlier,
shot it down yet, so the first time will be the first time.
No, shut up.
Your argument is below
but it's
water.
Not an
you
argument,
said
it's an opinion.
You said earlier
he would
that
rather have
you
10
who runs
years,
a business,
you would
by
rather
the way.
Have one. I mean, it's
those
an
subscriptions.
Opinion.
Yeah, but his 10 years
year,
of chances.
Year
I agree.
Three.
I'm on your side.
Year three, when you're a bad football team and subscriptions are in the toilet, you can tell people we were 19-0 5 years ago. Buy a paper.
You said earlier that people are
the empirical. Where's the empirical evidence that you're in the toilet?
I have empirical evidence that I'm the opposite end of the toilet with Belichick and Brady. That's what I'm going with. The
Give
sure
me the
thing.
Team that lost the franchise quarterback that kept everything else.
What?
You keep saying, know. Show me the team that lost the franchise quarterback and replaced it with a franchise. Bill Walsh left. Jimmy Johnson left.
Right.
You know,
players.
Joe Gibbs left.
Denver.
All the guys
they
who won.
Shanahan.
All the guys who won, basically, left.
And the players that were on those teams moved on.
But that's what happens.
This is an opportunity. You have everything intact except for one player.
And you also said earlier
Wouldn't
that if the team went 19-0 and then they started to suck, it would be like less than 5 years before people would start forgetting
it's
about
good
that.
One.
You're wrong because
yeah.
I have a lot of I know a lot of people who are Dolphins
are
fans.
Are you kidding me?
Listen to me. I know a lot of people who are Dolphins fans, and when they were in their really worst years after Marino retired, the one thing they would always come back to when people used to make fun of them was, hey, we're the only team that went undefeated.
That's all they had. That's a loser.
And if New England went 19-0 and they ever were bad again, they would always throw it back in people's faces and say, we're right. the only ones that went 19-0.
And I'd call you losers.
No, but it's a, yeah, no, but it's something that the fan base
I think that's
always
stupid.
Will
the Dolphins
have.
Are a loser organization.
If you argue we suck, but we were good in the early 70s, that's loser mentality.
Exactly no, that's
like
not
like
what
the
they're saying. They're saying we're the only ones
exactly
who've ever
like
done
the Raiders,
that.
The Raiders.
The team of the decades. It's not this decade, but we were great
But you're not putting that on your media guide cover or anything like that, but it's something that no one ever is going to
be
able to take away from you.
You want to watch every season and think you can win a title.
Again,
thanks a lot.
Every week, you want to be winning.
Why with Belichick there and the rest of the team intact? Do you not have that opportunity?
Because
the
he's putting up the fight.
It's not a sure thing.
He is. He's doing a commendable job.
The sure thing
right,
is already winning and going undefeated. That's,
the,
sure that's the only sure thing
we have. The formula of Brady and Belichick, because since 2001, more often than not, you are a borderline great football team when those two take the field with any other pieces you put around them.
In the past.
In the future.
No, you don't know that.
Oh, that's
the only,
stupid.
No, you don't know
if
that.
8 years is not enough of a sampling
if you can
to know
say that it's
going to
fall apart.
Guys,
if you can say it's going to fall apart
you're
without
taking
them,
away the
then
formula.
I can say I don't know for sure they're going to contend.
You're changing
you're
the puzzle.
You're making a leap of faith just like
you're
I am.
You're taking Brady out of the equation.
Right.
That's the main part of the equation.
Exactly.
I'm keeping the equation together and saying
but they
it's
still contended without Brady. I have
right.
empirical evidence to show that they did that.
That's right. You can keep not making the playoffs without Brady.
But they contended.
I'll take Brady and Belichick.
So they
and
had a chance
for Super Bowl titles each
they didn't
and every
go 2-14
season.
And 14 as you claim they will go without him.
They,
that
think
didn't
they
happen.
Will. I think if you lose
so if
Brady,
you can say that
you
might
be,
happen. I can say they might not contend
no,
with him.
You act like it just happens overnight. It doesn't happen overnight. You know what happens? Randy Moss doesn't want to go to New England because Tom Brady's not the quarterback. Joey Galloway doesn't want to finish his career in New England because he doesn't want to catch passes from Matt Gutierrez. So it
could happen.
It pyramids.
Again,
and all
of
a sudden,
all of those
you're a 2-14
again,
team.
Again, all of those
and
things are
actually
terrible. Right.
Eventually, you could lure free agents. You won't lure them again.
So 100%,
Tom Brady
100%
is the poster boy right. of New England.
100%
so
agree with you, but the only
that,
thing that we could say for sure right. is that they went 19-0.
But the,
that's
but,
the only thing that can't be taken off the
plate.
And you can cheer for 30 years with that, like loser Dolphins fans.
So you're saying
you guys have been making fun of for years. All those losers that pop corks, you've been making fun of that whole team for years. But now you want
to
be that team because we'll live in the year 2007.
I don't
baby.
Make fun of the fans.
According
I make fun
Andy,
of the players for doing it, for
right.
caring that much
that
about it.
That baby thing
embarrassed
just now.
According to Andy,
well, you
whether
people
it's
are
now
all just ridiculous.
No, no, you're ridiculous.
Why can you make
ridiculous.
All you're making all your assumptions, but no one
Mine's
can make
not
any,
an assumption.
Yes, you are. You're
it's
making
an extrapolation.
Assumption.
It's
you're
a
making
straight
an assumption
line
that Brady
graph.
Stays healthy for
no,
10 years.
It's a straight line on a graph that's included Belichick and Brady, and I just extrapolate out.
Right.
You're taking out one of the points and calling it a line. It's not a line.
You're making an assumption that Brady stays healthy and he remains at this level that he's played at.
As he did for
10
years. 8 years.
But you're saying he's going to throw for 10
freak
more.
Injury. Right. Yes.
So the only absolute that we can deal with is that we absolutely
went
19-0.
And that's absolutely. Shut the doors then. We've reached the pinnacle.
Right.
Why do we
right.
even play
and,
anymore?
And so what Andy
so
there is
nothing why,
better than 19-0.
I don't understand why Eric.
Go home, shut the doors.
Shut up.
Revs right. have the stadium. It's your turn to try to be great.
See, that's exactly what I'm talking
I mean,
about.
What?
Why can't
this?
Eric say. I don't know if Brady's going to be Brady in 8 years.
That's right.
You could say he's going to be.
Because
but
I know
can't
for
say,
a
I don't
period
know.
Of time he's going to be Brady. I don't know when
how do
he'll
you
fall
know
off.
Maybe that's 3 years,
that?
Andy, coming off a major knee injury. I don't know.
I'll take the three.
You'd rather have 3 years
yep.
of Brady than,
yep.
than an undefeated
I don't
team.
Want to live in the past. I don't want to go back to crap.
Unbelievable.
Oh my
this
God.
Franchise.
Crap. That's
it makes
crap.
No 19-0.
But
it makes no sense.
But no, wait a minute. It's his opinion. Why are you
but
attacking
his opinion
it? It doesn't make any sense.
Your opinion
just because
is
I disagree with him doesn't mean he no. doesn't make sense.
Well, it doesn't make
why
sense.
Why don't we just load up for one last run?
That, my big-headed friend?
Let's just
I
load
you
up for one last run.
And we're
19-0
not
and close the show.
See what I mean? It's loading up for one last run.
Right.
Like, this is
no
thing. If you sell your soul to the devil, you're not going to win any more games.
Exactly.
It's worth
you're not going to win
it.
Any more games
I
in
mean,
the
I
next
don't know
decade.
Why you want to be good forever.
So, but the choice
who
isn't
wants to be the Lakers
Andy,
where you win
the choice
every
isn't going 19-0 and going 10-115 for the next decade.
Right.
That's not the choice we're
that's
making.
That's not the choice.
I think it is.
It's not.
But
well, that's
my point.
And you know, cuz his point is no
what,
matter whether
what if I go
saying,
19-0 and then I win 5 more titles in the next 10 years without Brady? What would you rather have?
Obviously, I'd rather have that, but
that could happen.
But that could
no,
happen.
Exactly. It could happen.
Name a franchise quarterback that's been replaced with a franchise quarterback.
You don't need a franchise quarterback to win Super Bowls. That's been proven.
Okay, fine.
Well, I kind of disagree with that.
If you want to go back to that
hey,
theory.
Listen.
Those dominant Ravens.
You certainly need one to win
look,
more
Andy
than one.
Andy is basically saying whether it's now or 10
we have
years,
always said that the difference.
Talk,
no, the difference. The difference between. The
difference between.
Andy's basically saying that whether it's now or 10 years from now, when Brady leaves,
we're done.
Right.
It's over.
Right.
So me and Andy better find jobs.
Right.
Somehow.
Or when Bill leaves.
I don't know. I always thought we sold that the difference between the Patriots and the rest of the league.
There's no way any team.
Was coaching and quarterback. That set them above the rest because the rest of the pieces fall into place.
But you might be right. Maybe instead of being the best in the league, which I personally think we are right now, maybe we're just one of a bunch of good teams and have a chance to win every year. I'll take
that
coupled with 19-0.
Exactly.
I think you're seriously delusional.
It's
unbelievable.
Anybody who doesn't agree with him
is
seriously delusional.
Though? Why isn't it?
I have that rep.
Wait.
Why
am I the one who's trying to force you to think like me, not you guys are trying to force me to think
like
you?
I'm not trying to force you to think like me. I'm trying to force you to at least accept that the other side is plausible.
I was very specific in saying that's your opinion. It's not dumb.
You're an idiot.
I backed you up. I don't see why Fred...
You're
going to
come up with one
names.
Argument at any point to shoot down my theory argument?
I've already
come
up with two.
Another one.
I thought his Brady argument was a very
Which
good one.
Which one was that?
The one that you just missed.
Yeah.
You don't know what
you just
get
dismissed.
Brady
you don't listen to what other people say.
Because he's inconsistent. Pencil him in for 28-12.
You don't listen. When
inconsistent.
As soon as you hear that someone's disagreeing with you, you don't want to listen to the argument.
No, when I hear an idiotic argument. Playing the role of Andy. Eric Scalabino.
All you needed there was the waving arms. Like Andy.
I got no stones.
Is it getting hot in here?
I'm sweating. That's the best argument we've had in a long time. My throat's actually a little
bit
hoarse.
Cormac. Did you figure out
who
that was?
That
was that Cormac?
I think it was Cormac, wasn't it?
Do we have any emails on it?
Yeah, let's you got a ton of emails on it. Yeah.
That was tremendous.
And actually, I think they all agree with Andy.
Thank you.
Because
you're a fan and you want to root for a good team each and every season.
I don't understand why I can't do that.
Because you're giving up the greatest quarterback in the game. You're giving up the greatest quarterback in the game. No, you're giving up the greatest quarterback in the game.
But that's
going
to
happen at some
point.
When you give up great quarterbacks, you don't get another one.
All right. What if I
not right away? Maybe, but
what if Belichick, who we all can agree is the shrewdest football mind in football, then signs Peyton Manning as a free agent?
Well, if we want to live pie in the sky land.
Okay.
Oh, well
this whole thing is hypothetical.
It's all hypothetical.
But I'm trying to
use you're operating
the
in a vacuum, Andy, that you can't win without
in history, both with this team and with the National Football League as a whole. And franchise quarterbacks don't come along often.
Okay.
I personally believe to be a dynasty, you need a franchise quarterback to compete each and every
year
and
I would
Super
agree.
Bowl title.
Okay, I would agree if you,
and nobody has them.
Let's say that you're a Dallas
Sustained
Cowboys
success,
fan.
You need that. I agree with you.
The Steelers did it, but it's 70 to 2000 something when Roethlisberger came.
Okay, how about the Dallas Cowboys? They had a franchise quarterback in the '70s, did they not?
Yeah,
right.
They won Super
without
Bowls,
him, they won
they
nothing.
Right.
And then they got another franchise quarterback in the '90s named Troy Aikman.
Yeah,
and they started winning.
They had all those 1-15.
Okay,
seasons.
There was one decade
that ran your
all
one
those,
decade
they
one.
Won.
Just let me have it.
So they had the decade of the '70s
on all accurate.
Where they did pretty
Some
well. They had the decade of the '90s where they were a dynasty. I'll take that if I'm the Patriots. If I have 19-0 and I have to go a decade without a franchise quarterback, I'll take it.
I'll take
the Danny White Cowboys contended.
And by the way, your franchise quarterbacks
too.
Were allowed to peter out and lead their team for as far as they possibly could lead them. You're chopping your guy off at the knees in the middle of the best year of his career.
I'm not chopping him off. He decided to retire.
Brady can't stay forever, right?
Right.
He's got to go at some point.
Till 41.
Wait, he's got to go at some point.
He's got 10 years left.
He's got to go at some point.
Right.
You hope he's got 10 years left.
He says he does.
I'd rather have 19-0 in the bag than hope he has greatness.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Nope. I'll take 10.
Exactly. You hope he's got 10 years left.
Well, okay, so he has 6. I'll take 6. If he's shooting for 10, I'll take the under and take 6.
Brady's got to go eventually. He's not going to stay here forever.
Right.
Belichick is going to go eventually.
Which is why I want to milk him for every great season I can.
We agree with that, but if you have 19-0 in the bag...
I can't argue with that. I mean, I understand. Well,
sure. We want Brady to
You people
stay.
Don't!
But the we had a choice.
I unfortunately was asked to pick something that is a complete hypothetical. I had to choose between an immortal season
My dad
or
just
a
said to me
That's
this
not
weekend,
happen.
We were sitting at home watching something, and something sparked his mind up, Super Bowl 42, and he just kind of threw his newspaper down and was like, you know, we should have beat those damn Giants in Super Bowl 42. He still, to this day, thinks that.
I agree. That's why it hurt more, because fans had it in the book, because they were the better team. They should have won that game.
And 19-0 was on the line. That's what everybody was so enamored with. The fact that it was 19-0.
To do something that no one had ever done.
And will probably never do again.
And I think you have more chances to do stuff that's never been done with Tom Brady as your quarterback for a decade.
Maybe, but if you have one in the bag already, I'd rather have it in the bag already.
Instead of having a chance to do it.
Instead of having a chance, I'd rather have it absolute. That's all
that's all we're
saying. You're hoping that in 10 years you can do what you had a chance to do.
I'm hoping that happens in 10 years.
I'm not even thinking just big big goals, Super Bowls. I'm thinking week to week.
Well.
I've seen enough bad quarterbacks.
If I'm not getting Super Bowls, I'm definitely taking the 19-0.
But Paul's going on the no guarantees of anything thing. I'm saying I like having Tom Brady each and every snap so that I know I'm watching a good football game, that I know I have a chance to
win.
Well,
agree
with that,
Andy. Agree with
instead,
you,
I could
I like
have Matt
Brady
Gutierrez
too.
Or Byron Leftwich
we
or any
agree
of these
with
Jack
that.
Guys that come through the league.
We agree with
no,
that.
No, you're giving up on that.
No, we're no. not. We're
you're,
saying
you're telling
if there's a choice. We want to
have a good career.
It's a fan. Will you stop flailing your arms around?
Are we going to read some emails?
It's a fantasy argument asking what hypothetical you'd rather have.
No, it's come.
What?
What? Mark tape, doctor.
Is this
Andy has come in his throat?
Is this on?
Yeah, what?
What did you just say?
Again.
This is your foulest show ever. I mean it. You need to go set a timeout.
Now tell me what the out is on that one.
You have a potty mouth.
Where's your
I
out?
I was repeating what you just said.
No, I didn't say that phrase.
All right, read some emails.
Read some emails so we can stop this.
That was the most offensive thing ever said on this show.
You just said it's come.
Enough.
And you were grabbing at your throat.
Do we have to?
And the show is reaching an all-time low.
Thanks to Eric.
We're running out of time here. Joe in Indy, of all places, says, I'm with Andy. I'd rather be the 70 Steelers with Shula than undefeated Dolphins. An amazing record for season is certainly noteworthy and historic, but being an enduring dynasty to me is much more impressive. In short, I wouldn't trade being the other undefeated team for the chance to stand out as the greatest football dynasty in history.
Okay, well, it's foolish.
Yeah, and again, the Dolphins, I think you could make an argument of what you'd rather be as it was with Miami and Pittsburgh. Pittsburgh won 4 to, I think, only 2 for Miami, and Miami was also in another one, and they went undefeated. Mm-hmm. I mean, I think you could make a legitimate argument as to what you would rather be there, Miami in the first half of the decade or Pittsburgh in the latter half.
But they
I
are
would go with
grouped.
Miami.
Pittsburgh is grouped as the dynasty. Miami is grouped as the undefeated team.
Oh, that's but that's fine. I don't care
sure.
what people
I mean,
want.
Like,
yeah, I don't care.
New
what,
England would have been both.
About that.
They would have been the undefeated 19-0 and
right.
the dynasty.
Right.
They would have been both.
It's not a vacuum. They already won 3.
Exactly.
Chris, and then they'd get to pick first the following year.
Chris with a TIAN says Chris with a TIN says 19-0 and Brady retires hands down.
Thank you, Christian.
You get facial.
You're a smart
so
man.
We know where you come from. He said he gets facials.
And you have stuff in your throat that's shouldn't be there.
Brian in Brighton says two things for Fathead. One, I'm with you, and who'd think that Andy would be the optimist? I would rather keep Brady for another 10 years.
What is optimistic about that?
Because I think we are still in the middle of an amazing legacy. Two, your hot woman analogy is just as ludicrous as Fred's Vic versus Favre comparison. Keep up the entertainment, fellas. This show has got to be one of my favorites. No offense to Dan and Doc, but you've just never replaced Gary's ability to drop sound bites at the perfect time. Doc, you're improving, and that should be acknowledged. Lastly, someone tell Useless Ferrer that he's been dropping the ball on podcasts lately. Wow.
This show took a turn for the worse for him. In the beginning, it was, what's his name, saying, good job on All Access. And now,
let's see. Dana from Ottawa says, first, you guys unanimously agree that you'd easily trade the 16-0 season in exchange for winning the Super Bowl against the Giants. I totally agree. 16-0 is great, but give me Super Bowls any day. That wasn't the...
That wasn't...
What the,
well,
well, no, that was a while
that
ago.
Was the first,
that was the first part of that.
Oh, okay. I got to keep reading. But then you turn around and say you'd rather have 19-0 in historic season and lose Brady to retirement.
Yes.
Yeah. I've been a longtime suffering Pats fan for 25 years. Without Brady, the Patriots quite possibly sink into another slump, which could last for decades. I appreciate the historic implications of a 19-0 season, but just like the first scenario, I'll take the opportunity for more Super Bowls and keep Brady.
Look.
But you'll give one up.
Yeah,
you had Matt Cassel last year who proved he could win at least 11 games with the talent around him. So if Brady
schedule, he missed the postseason.
If Brady had left after 2007 with the 19-0 in the bag, you had Cassel there who's proven that he can at least get this team to compete again. That's not that doesn't mean that they're going to suck right away for decades because Brady's not here anymore.
Yeah. Right.
Cassel was more than up for the job, and they wouldn't let him go to Kansas City.
And I'm not saying I would rather go 19-0 and then not win another playoff game the next 10
That's
years.
That's not the choice.
That's not my choice. My choice is 19-0 or Brady retire.
Right.
Andy extrapolates that you're going
to
go 10-100.
That's to make his point. Pat says, Andy, no. 19-0 will never happen again. You don't think 11-5 Matt Cassel could have possibly won a Super Bowl in 10 years if he stayed here? Perfect season and retired Brady for sure.
Thank you.
It shows that it's a good argument, though, because that's four emails, 2-2.
Let's see. One small person says, "Now I know
granted,
why."
But
now I know why
results are unscientific.
Now I know why Belichick never gets into hypotheticals.
Bill, hypothetically speaking,
I'm not big on hypotheticals.
TGNJ says, "Great show. We'll be sure to bring this argument up again when things get a little slow in the future."
So we're going to bring it up again.
Scott says, "What is this? You guys have turned into the Big Show."
Screw you, Scott.
Take that as a compliment.
Do I get his salary?
Brian says that Marissa Miller, the SI model,
she's pretty good.
Is the
hottest
woman in the world.
I don't think she's the hottest in the world, but she's hot.
All right, that's going to do it for this edition of PFW in Progress. We will be here Thursday at 12 to have some other idiotic debate. So we'll see you noon Thursday.
Restaurants and sometimes patriots. The PFW cast and crew will do their very best to eat the lunch that's bought for them. It's a Diet Pepsi Fest. No props, no babes, no cameras, not a single luxury. Just blogs and calls and emails and occasional MP3. So join us here each time, my friends. It's sure that we'll digress from talking about the Patriots. PFW in Progress.
For pride, honor, and victory, the time has come to defend our trophy, Superliga 2009. The rivalry continues. New England Revolution versus Santos Laguna, Sunday, June 21st, 6:30 p.m. at Gillette Stadium. And remember, MLS Futbolito Tournament before the game. For tickets, call 1-877-GET-REVS or go to revolutionsoccer.net.
Patriot Place in Foxborough is the ultimate shopping, dining, and entertainment.